Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost, the treaty signed, a was not cut across the line.
Ladies and gentlemen,
though many tried.
Britain's top so-called anti-terrorism expert came out, as we all know, on Monday and said that they have seen a 80-plus percent increases in murders in the country, and most of that is jihadist terrorists who are basically refugees of the Syrian war. Now, this is the very government that's brought all of these individuals in that then says you should give up your liberties, but it gets better. This is on NewsWars.com. A top UK terrorism watchdog has asserted that some British jihadists returning from fighting with ISIS in the Middle East do not warrant prosecution due to their naivete. Oh, wow, you only joined ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and should instead be reintegrated into society without penalty. That's the same thing going on in Sweden and in Germany and in Denmark and other areas. This is an admitted plan. Here's another one. DHS warns ISIS and Al-Qaeda are planning 9/11-style attacks in the West. But that's okay that we have Allah Akbar attacks every day in the U.S., Europe, you name it. There's a new TV drama, Star, depicts white racists harassing Muslims, dumping BLM activists out of a wheelchair. So see, we don't have real attacks on Muslims in this country or real attacks on BLM folks. They're the ones out killing cops and the rest of it or yelling Allah Akbar and killing people. So we just create simulations of it and put it on Fox News and then just show the imaginary evil white people. And then real BLM goes out and attacks and kills white people and cops because, well, they saw it on television. Oh, there's an alliance, the poor black guy. Has the poor little Muslim lady wearing her burqa, you know, at the store. He takes care of her from the evil whites, even though statistically whites are the second lowest crime rate out there. Asians are the lowest crime rate than whites. That blacks have tenfold the murder rate on average of whites. And I'm not bashing black folks. That's still a small minority of blacks doing it. The point is, everywhere, this is Fox television. They're telling you that whites are this scourge of total criminal evil, and that, you know, we've all got to apologize. Well, it's not a hate crime that whites exist. Western civilization is not a hate crime. In fact, Western civilization, historians from China to you name it have said, has been the open and most free experiment the last 500 years. Now, it was just as barbarous as everybody else before that. But something special happened in the West, and that's why the globalists want to demonize it and discredit it, because the new modern world government authoritarianism is in direct competition with free market Western values because it cannot compete. So jihadists returning from ISIS should reintegrate into society, says Britain's top anti-terrorism official. But don't worry. We've got lots of simulated TV programs where the poor Muslims are being attacked. I thought I would just lead with that because I'm not against Muslims in general, but I'm against Muslims being protected when they commit crimes, brought in unvetted, allowed to attack people, seeing it statistically covered up. Just had a Muslim, what, shoot six people, kill three of them in Maryland, got almost no cut coverage just 2 days ago. This is happening constantly. And then if you're concerned about it, you're a bigot. Well, guess what? I have stacks of news articles here where people are being executed or people are being put in prison because they get caught kissing their girlfriend in public. I mean, those are news articles I've got today. That's intolerant. That's absolutely dangerous. And I'm not going to sit here and watch it used as a political tool to beat me over the head all day in the name of tolerance, except intolerance. It's an oxymoron. Got a lot of news that's very informative coming up and very positive. There's the headline on drudgereport.com. It's also up on newswars.com. Tax cuts gain momentum. Rand Paul all in, saying it's a great plan to cut spending, to cut taxes at the same time and give Americans more money to get the economy back on. Very exciting to see him also behind the repeal plan that we have there. And we've got a director, a producer in studio of the award-winning film exposing Hollywood pedophilia in studio with us next hour. We have masses of other news as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds to kick off the main transmission. Please spread the word.
answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You have found it, the tip of the spear. The front line of the ever-expanding renaissance. The great enlightenment. Great human empowerment. That the kleptocratic global technocrats, the authoritarians, hate more than anything else in the universe is free will. We are the defense of free will. We are the info war. And as you see, when we promote freedom and family and success and honor and duty, and set that up against globalism that is dishonor and enslavement, the whole world says, we want the Renaissance. We want the American dream. We want what has never been fully realized, but even partially realized, was incontrovertibly light years better than any other human system. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 20th day of October 2017. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. Roger Stone had a conversation yesterday with someone very, very close to the president. I'll just leave it at that. We'll see how much he wants to get into. Some very important news at the bottom of the hour. And another little bird I know also had a conversation with the president today, and I learned some information from that report I got from the person that had a conversation with the president. So I'll be relaying that to you. Don't know how much I'm going to get into. I still got to think about it because the call happened about an hour ago, and give you the latest intel on that front. Now let's get to some of the negative news first before I get to all the good news. North Korea warns U.S. it will respond with fire. With fire, saying U.N. sanctions would be attempt to declare war. They basically say, if you put more sanctions on us, we're going to attack you. So we're going to be getting into all of that as well. A lot of science and tech news. They have found a giant lunar cave that is just amazing. Japanese scientists have discovered the massive cave on the moon that can one day serve as a shelter for astronauts colonizing a rocky neighbor, according to the reports. It is 30 miles long, 330 feet wide, which is a lot of what folks at NASA have told me was already discovered by NASA, but has been kept secret. I was told that by Buzz Aldrin in a conversation I've talked about. He's been on air before, but in a conversation out in Los Angeles where he told me a lot of interesting things. And I thought he was putting me on, but I was walking through an airport almost a year later, and what he told me was on the cover of USA Today. That the Indians had crashed a probe by design at thousands of miles an hour to the surface of the moon with another probe that popped off the back so that it could then fly back around and pick up the jet of particles from the explosion and analyze whether there was water. And they found that it was basically pure water at a certain depth. Buzz Aldrin told me that and laughed about how they discovered it by the early 70s. That they would have the Indians announce it within the year. Just amazing, the breakaway civilization. Let me tell you. Of course, you know Stephen Bannon worked in secret NASA programs and on terraforming projects as well at the highest levels. But you never hear about that in the news, do you? No. So I'm going to leave it at that and let people figure it out for themselves. Okay, let's go ahead now and move into the other big news. This dovetails with the fact that Trump is moving to have the new Federal Trade Commission head be an anti-monopoly expert who's successfully taken on monopolies in the past, and a look at busting up Facebook, Twitter, Google, and others that do operate as oligopolies and brag in their corporate documents that they do. That would really free up our economy in a lot of big ways, especially if Google, Facebook, and Twitter, while operating as monopolies, then censor. Because the only censorship that works is a monopoly, and it is the plague of free societies. That ties into this juicy tidbit from the New York Post. Failure on tax cuts really could tank the markets. And you've got the big ratings companies and the Federal Reserve run by Janet Yellen raising interest rates. They're saying for a fifth time coming up soon, 25 basis points. If it goes any higher, experts across the board say it will tank the market. And even though it's a bubble, it'll tank other real Main Street markets, and it's not a good idea, to say the least. The answer is to get the tax cuts, free spending, start paying down the debt, and let people have more of the discretionary income. That is the model, the Americana model. They know it works, but it's not a good command and control model to centralize control. So the globalists don't like it. So here's the big report out of Reuters. Trump tax cuts gain momentum as Rand Paul goes all in. Rand Paul's looked at the numbers. Man of great integrity, like his father, and said, just like his father said a few months ago here on air, that Trump's doing good on what he's trying with the economy. They just don't know if he'll be successful. The Democrat and Republican parties standing in the way. U.S. Republican Senator Rand Paul on Friday appeared to back Trump's administration's sweeping tax cut plan, saying he was all in for massive tax cuts, even as the Senate passed a key budget measure without his support one day earlier. But many experts say that it's gaining a lot of momentum. Here it is. Top Republicans urge only some reform this year. That's out of McClatchy. Oh, look, IRS to block and suspend tax returns that lack Obamacare disclosures. Then they're going to claim criminal penalties against you, saying you're a non-filer. It's like, there's no law you have to take vaccines, but we'll kick your child out if they don't have them, even though that's not a law, then call the truancy officer on you. And fraud upon fraud. Remember just 4 years ago, Alex Jones is a liar. Quote, deeply racist because he doesn't like Obamacare, MSNBC. And Matt Drudge was a liar. PolitiFact, all of them, saying there's no fines or fees and the IRS isn't over Obamacare. No, it was just in the bill. And then the Supreme Court ruled months after it was law that it was a tax. And so they had the power to do it, even though it was a tax paid to private multinational corporations. Boy, if that isn't colonialism, if that isn't the IMF World Bank model of looting third world countries, nothing is. But there it is. The average fine in 2017 is $2,000 if you don't go get so-called Obamacare. Some people paying up to $5,000, that's individually. Business owners that don't get it, who have more than 50 employees, because we're in that little net, get to pay more than $5,000. And then the employee pays it as well, up to $2,000. But there's no, remember, it's a conspiracy theory. In fact, just search engine, Matt Drudge lies about Obama penalty. And Drudge said, I'm not getting it. I'm not getting rid of my old insurance, which they're going to force me to do, and then go get this thing in the so-called market. I'm just going to take the fine. And there were the headlines everywhere. He's a liar. Media wrongly attacked Drudge after he admits paying Obamacare penalty. That's even another twisting of the facts, unless he paid it later. I know he was saying he wasn't going to. So there you go. Drudge exposes another Obamacare lie, pays liberty tax. So there you go, saying he'd take the fine. The point is, they then came out and said he was a liar, it didn't exist, hoping you were idiots, hoping you were morons. Mainstream media told you there's no fines, there's no fees. The IRS isn't involved. Well, here it is, CNBC. IRS to block, suspend tax returns that lack Obamacare disclosures. Isn't that just cute? I'm going to ask Roger Stone about this when he joins us. Trump offers support to GOP senators in Bannon's crosshairs. That is pure good cop, bad cop for my research. Oh, meanwhile, two former presidents from both parties blast the state of American politics in unprecedented day. Ooh. The discredited master conspiracy theorist that lied about WMDs in Iraq, George W. Bush, crawls out from under his rock to also talk about bigoted America, and so did Obama. Two globalists mad that there's a new sheriff in town. Here it is.
Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication. There are some signs that the intensity of support for democracy itself has waned, especially among the young, who never experienced the galvanizing moral clarity of the Cold War, or never focused on the ruin of entire nations by socialist central planning.
Let's stop right there. At least Bush knocked socialist central planning, that's a known nightmare, but then the rest is, he's the guy that helped expand all that and helped empower the UN with his father, Mr. New World Order. And then we're the conspiracy theorists, we're the bigots, but you don't give any examples. It's more hot air. Now, when we come back, we're going to destroy, I mean destroy, this congresswoman lying about what Trump does in phone calls to troops.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Congresswoman Frederica Wilson now calls herself a rock star after she uses the deaths of U.S. soldiers, the deaths of her constituents' family members, as a red shirt to wave at Trump and act like he hates our military or hates America. So they're now attacking Trump on his strong points. They've tried to say he's a Russian agent, a racist, a rapist. None of it's true. None of it's stuck. So now they're moving on to the next phase to claim he hates our military. Well, say what you want about General Kelly. He lost his son, a Marine, in Iraq, and he was really, really upset when he defended the president, who he's seen make many of the phone calls to the grieving families. I personally have gotten nice phone calls when I got married, remarried by the president. He's super gracious. And the idea that he's not is simply incredible. So here is General Kelly. Then we'll get to a phone call that a family recorded of Trump calling him that was just released today by one of the families. And then we'll play Frederica Wilson laughing about how she pulled this stunt. Here is General Kelly, chief of staff at the White House.
I was stunned when I came to work yesterday morning, and brokenhearted at what I saw a member of Congress doing. A member of Congress who listened in on a phone call from the President of the United States to a young wife, and in his way tried to express that opinion. He's a brave man, a fallen hero. He knew what he was getting himself into because he enlisted. There's no reason to enlist. He enlisted. And he was where he wanted to be, exactly where he wanted to be, with exactly the people he wanted to be with when his life was taken. That was the message. That was the message that was transmitted. It stuns me that a member of Congress would have listened in on that conversation. Absolutely stuns me. And I thought, at least that was sacred. You know, when I was a kid growing up, a lot of things were sacred in our country. Women were sacred and looked upon with great honor. That's obviously not the case anymore, as we see from recent cases. Life, the dignity of life, was sacred. That's gone. Religion, that seems to be gone as well. Gold Star families, I think that left in the convention over the summer. I just thought the selfless devotion that brings a man or woman to die on the battlefield, I just thought that that might be sacred. And when I listened to this woman and what she was saying and what she was doing on TV, the only thing I could do to collect my thoughts was to go and walk among the finest men and women on this earth. And you can always find them because they're in Arlington National Cemetery. Went over there for an hour and a half, walked among the stones, some of whom I put there because they were doing what I told them to do when they were killed.
That's really heartfelt for him because there's a video he did at a Marine Corps banquet after his son had died, and he basically said the same thing that Trump said in that phone call. That's why Kelly's so touched, is that it's very similar to what Kelly has said about the loss of his son and what he says when he calls the families of Marines that have died. Trump does the just exactly right thing to do, and they turn all that around and call it evil. It's truly sickening. That's why I get a lot more respect for Kelly now, seeing him do things like this. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip. Here's an actual phone call that's on Infowars.com from the Daily Caller. Got it. It's also on DrudgeReport.com with a family getting a call from the president about their son that's been killed in combat. Here it is.
Yes, sir.
I am so sorry to hear about the whole situation. What a horrible thing, except that he's an unbelievable hero. And, you know, all of the people that served with him are saying how incredible he was.
Yes, sir.
And just an amazing guy. And I
I want to thank you, President Trump. Those words are very kind. He was an amazing man, an amazing husband, and an amazing soldier. And I couldn't be more proud of my husband than I am right now, sir, to be honest with you. It's what my husband wanted to do. Yeah.
Everyone told me how great. I mean, he's like, he was the leader. He was the boss. He was their friend. They all loved him. You know, just like you do. I mean, he's just a special guy. Go ahead, Natasha.
Yes, he's just an all-around guy, and I'm glad that you got to get to know a little bit about him and get to hear a little bit about him, sir. My husband is, to me, he was already my hero, to be honest with you. We've been together 15 years, 5 children. Run down real quick, 2017, 15, 12, and 4. My son is currently in college in Missouri playing football. So when I say all around a hero, yes. And but now it's like the world gets to know he is an American hero. So thank you. I really, really appreciate it. I really do, sir. Thank you.
That's so amazing. And I'll tell you, when you're around, if you could, you know, the people to deal with, but if you're around in Washington, you come over and see me at the Oval Office, okay?
Yes, sir.
You just come over and see me, because you are just the kind of family, this is what we want. And how good a football player is your son at Missouri? That's a good... He's got to be pretty good. That's a good team, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. He's cornerback. He's been playing since he was 5, and he got a full academic scholarship when we were stationed in Hawaii, Schofield Barracks, sir. So it's his life. That's what he always wants to do. He's doing it, sir. He's making me proud, and he's making his father proud in heaven. So I have no complaints. I really don't. I'm a proud woman.
He got an academic scholarship, not a sports scholarship.
It was academic. He's had a 3.7 and above, sir, since the grades could, from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. Me and my husband, we never had to worry and never had to stress on him doing it. And just to add that he loved football on it first, there are no words, sir, to tell you how proud I am of my son. He's 20. Oh, God, yes. It's like I said.
Are your other kids all outstanding, or do you have some good and some not quite as good?
We got some soccer players, right? So, you know, there are always a couple in the group here, and I have we have soccer players, cheerleaders, sir, singers. It's a roundabout of talent, and they all have their special ways in their own ways. You know, they're all truly amazing kids. So yeah, we are truly blessed. Yes, we are.
But you just take care of yourself.
Yes, sir.
Come around and see me when you're in Washington, and say hello to your children and tell them that father was a great hero that I respected, and just I learned a lot. Before I made the call, I like to learn, and it's amazing what kind of a guy he was. So just tell him I said your father was a great hero, and take care of yourself, Natasha. You know that it's going to be a big time. Time
absolutely.
Is the key.
Thank you so much.
Just take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
I'm honored to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. And to you the same, okay? I really appreciate it, sir. And thank you. Thank you very much for myself and family. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tommy. You take care of yourself.
You too, sir. Bye.
It makes me get tears in my eyes to think that the mainstream media and this congresswoman would lie about that recording and put out disinfo. There is nothing they won't do. They have no decency. They are evil. Here is the congresswoman, Frederica Wilson. Let's fade down the music. Let's go out to break with her having her little celebration. Here she is.
You mean to tell me that I have become so important that the White House is following me and my words? This is amazing. It's amazing. That is absolutely phenomenal. I have to tell my kids that I'm a rock star now. I'm a rock star now. I'm a rock star
now. What you are is a sick, narcissistic piece of filth who's been destroyed publicly. Relaunch America, 1776 worldwide, and defeat the globalists. Well, guess what? I grew up. We're doing it now. Yeah! Out on the road for 40 days!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Out on the road for 40 days!
We're rebooting spirit! Throwing the levers! The electricity's coursing down from heaven! And I can stand back and I can tell you it's alive! It's alive! It's alive! Yeah! Yeah! The spirit is rising! Soros can feel our metaphysical hands tightening around his chicken Nazi neck. We're an American band. We're coming to your town, and we're restoring the republic. Get ready, globalists. Get ready, politically correct trash. Nothing can stop us if we take action and use God as our North Star. take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. America is sexy, America is cool, and America is back! They tried to demoralize us. They thought they'd beaten us into submission. The sleeping giant was only in a coma, but their attacks have now risen the phoenix back into the air. I'm going to stop right there. We got a little bit of this segment, longer segment coming up to get into a lot of news with Roger Stone, some big breaking stuff here in just a moment. But I am fired up because the globalists in their own internal publications are admitting they'll never put this back together again. Even their race war, scorched earth policies won't work. He's gone from giving $500 million a year to overthrow the U.S. to putting $18 billion in, Soros. I mean, this is just full panic alert. He's just like Battle of the Bulge, Hitler, Zeb Dietrich, ordering him to launch everything the Germans had at once to stop us. It's a desperation. Launch everything you've got. Launch it all. I love it. More targets, baby. Let's go. We have the superior ideology, and America's awake now, you piece of filth. Excuse me. Stop right there. I'm telling you, you can feel the victory rising. Doesn't mean the enemy's not going to strike back, but as long as we're ready to ram heads with these people in this game of chicken, we're going to win one way or the other. We're going to run these globalists down. Now, let me just stop there. We're listener supported. I've been running 50% off on all our best-selling products, not because I can't sell them, but because they've been selling out discounted. I thought I'll increase orders massively, and then I'll 50% off them. It's been wildly successful, but we are about to sell out in the next week or two. I might get more in for over a month and a half of our best-selling nootropic, Brain Force, with now 20% more that never even asked Roger Stone to plug it. He loves it. It's one of the best nootropics out there. Similar formulas are $70 to $80. Ours is $39 usually. It's $19.96 right now because I want you to try it if you haven't. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I've got to end it. Because, again, I don't want to be sold out for another month and a half till we get more in the middle of December. So, Brain Force Plus, thank you all for your support. We got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation, so get in there. Sign up for auto ship. You lock in the lower price. Get it redelivered every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, whatever you like, cancel any time. And it locks it in, and we hold some back when you're on auto ship. So that we're never sold out when you sign up for anything on AutoShip. Free shipping, order $50 or more. We've got other big combos, the amazing X2. Find out about the iodine conspiracy, BioTrue Selenium. That's both 40% off. So much more at InfoWarsLife.com. Anthroplex, that is just the powdered but organic form as well of Supermill Vitality. Basically, it's the same formula, just powdered. That's 50% off. Never done that before. And that's going to sell out soon. Got to stop that. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, let's stop right there. There's a lot happening. Trump's got Rand Paul on board for the tax cuts. That'll really put the economy into turbocharge. Trump's putting in a federal trade commission head who is anti-globalist, anti-trust, anti-Google. That is amazing, positive news. We have got Hollywood collapsing. The pedophile scandal is about to break next hour with the producer, the award-winning film, An Open Secret, that's forced mainstream media to report on the giant pedophile rings. We've got breaking news, breaking evidence next hour. We've got so much to get into. The Clinton Foundation has been caught red-handed not reporting secret meetings with Uranium One with Vladimir Putin. I mean, everything they said about Trump and Stone and myself, it was them. Of course. It's like the old spy movie. You catch the spy, they go, no, he's the spy. He's the spy. We have them now. I mean, this is incredible. Mueller's in trouble. Even the left's turning against him as we now learn he's confirmed the bag man with uranium, literally delivering it. So that's all there. But joining us now, Roger Stone, a former head of the Trump campaign back in 2000 and in 2015, 2016. You now got some intel from El Presidente. I don't know how far you want to go, but some interesting things on the radar screen. Then we'll come back in the next segment and get into Russiagate, now completely flipped back on the Democrats. So this is just quite a turn of events. So, Roger, front and center, what's happening right now?
Well, Alex, yesterday I had the opportunity to make the case directly to the President of the United States by phone as to why I believe it is essential that he release the balance of the currently redacted and classified JFK assassination documents. As you know, back in the 90s, the JFK Document Release Act mandated that the documents would be released over time to the American people unless at some juncture the President of the United States has the express specific authority to postpone one of those releases, in which case it is put off for 25 years. Now, a very good White House source, not the president, told me that the Central Intelligence Agency, specifically CIA Director Mike Pompeo, has been lobbying the president furiously not to release these documents. Why? Because I believe they show that Oswald was trained, nurtured, and put in place by the Central Intelligence Agency. It sheds very bad light on the deep state, the same characters trying to take down our president right now. So I had a very good opportunity to speak with the president only yesterday. I made the case in a very organized and cogent way. He did not tip off his current decision. We're going to have to wait, I guess, now 6 days before we learn. But he was all ears. And I can tell you, as a guiding philosophy, Alex, he believes in transparency. He believes in the people's right to know. I am optimistic that the president's going to do the right thing. He didn't tell me what his decision would be. I want to stress that. He took it all in. But just based on his general comments and his long history of supporting transparency, I think he's going to do the right thing.
Now, you've written several best-selling books on the Kennedy assassination, New York Times bestsellers, and what, 20 years after they were supposed to declassify it, then 40 years after, now we're way past that, with 1963 being so long ago. When's the next time these can be declassified if President Trump doesn't release them?
Well, under the JFK Assassination Act, we've already had two data dumps, once under Bill Clinton. That makes sense because, unlike the Bushes, he had no involvement or culpability on November 22nd, 1963. This last tranche of documents, 3,100 files, includes a psychological profile on Lee Harvey Oswald conducted by the CIA. It includes classified testimony before the Congress by both top officials at the CIA and the FBI. It includes all the government records about Oswald's mysterious trip to Mexico City, which there's been many historical questions about. And it includes the secret diaries of E. Howard Hunt, the famous CIA operative and later Watergate burglar. His son, St. John Hunt, who knows what's in these documents.
Hold on, this is too sensational. Roger Stone just talked to the president. We'll be right back to break this down on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. If you're watching or listening, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Transmission. You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's been about 20 years. I've been on air 22 and a half that I've been saying we're the resistance to the globalist. And my old friend, big director, I'm going to call him a Texas director, not a Hollywood director, Rick Linkletter, was in a big BuzzFeed article this week saying, I like Alex. He's a smart guy. He means well, but I thought he's anti-establishment. Why is he so pro-Trump? Well, I mean, Trump's a beachhead for Americana. Look at the economy. Look at the jobs. Look at the veterans getting taken care of. Look at how we're trying to get factories back here. We've had one-sided deals. So if you ask why, I want to take America back. I want to expose unelected globalism. Trump just killed the TPP. Trump is doing, I'd say, 90% of the things I would do. Rand Paul's behind him on his tax cuts. They're Kennedy tax cuts where you double the revenue that comes in when you cut taxes because people spend more money. It's already happening just on the idea it may happen. So, wow, you know, normally Roger won't talk about phone calls with the president because it becomes a big media circus and he'd rather just, you know, be able to talk to the president about important issues like Sheriff Arpaio or things like that. But this is big, JFK, all these decades after what happened back in 1963 in Dealey Plaza in my own hometown of Dallas, Texas. You know, there's old Kennedy died in the same hospital I was born in. People come out of the world, they come into the world. But here's Roger Stone, rarely gets into his discussions with POTUS, but he's doing it. And Roger, normally you don't like to get into, you just say sources. You have a lot of sources that aren't the president. Why now are you talking about your conversation with the president? Because this is going to be all over the news.
Well, Alex, because in this case, the president didn't reveal to me what he's going to do. It was a fairly one-sided conversation. By the way, as to those media reports last week about the president being depressed or confused or disgusted or feeling negative about how things are going, I didn't detect any of that at all. He was upbeat. He was ebullient. He was friendly. He said to me, and I quote, "Where do you see the way we're going to turbocharge this economy? You haven't seen anything yet." He's deeply committed to these tax cuts that will give America economic growth like nothing we've ever seen before. I feel okay about this because the issue is very good and it's very important. And I was able to make my case in a comprehensive way to the president as to why the JFK documents should be released. Now, I guarantee you that he's heard the other side of this argument from the Central Intelligence Agency, that they don't want their methods exposed. They don't want their track record exposed. I think we know why they're opposed to the release of these documents mandated by law back in the 90s, and that's because they're likely to show that Lee Harvey Oswald was trained, nurtured, and put in place by the Central Intelligence Agency. A number of JFK research scholars have thought this for some time. There's a lot of anecdotal proof of it. I think that these documents will nail it. Everybody involved, with the exception of George H.W. Bush, is now dead, Alex. There's no reason why the American people shouldn't know the truth. And in my gut, I think the president's going to do the right thing.
Well, George H.W. Bush said he became director of the CIA in the early 1970s, never being in the CIA, but then later it came out in CIA documents. He was in Texas. He had Zapata Oil. He was involved in the Bay of Pigs. They were using the oil companies and offshore drilling rigs as their fronts. It's kind of an open secret around here in Texas. I'm not going to get into it, but let's just say I don't need to read about it in history books. And all of this was going on. All of this was happening. And we know that that he's already CIA documents have come out. So when more thousands of pages come out, there's a reason they're trying to keep this suppressed, because it will validate and vindicate everything we've ever talked about.
No, that's exactly right. The last time we had a data dump like this, we found a memo from J. Edgar Hoover to the head of the FBI office in Dallas, Texas, instructing him to brief George Bush of the CIA regarding the activities of anti-Castro Cubans in the Dallas area. Now, as you point out, George Bush denies that he was working for the CIA in 1963, meaning he perjured himself before the United States Senate in the 70s when he was appointed the director of Central Intelligence. Only yesterday, George W. Bush really took my breath away. He attacked the president for conspiracy theories, his immigration policy, and his trade policies. Let me get this straight. George W. Bush, who lied our way into war, costing American lives and hundreds of millions over non-existent weapons of mass destruction and yellow cake uranium that he claimed was in the possession of Saddam Hussein. George W. Bush, who crashed our economy worse than any president in modern history. George W. Bush, who covered up the fact that his immigration policies allowed 9 Saudis to sneak into the country and attack this country on 9/11. He's got room to talk about Donald Trump.
That's right. Hey, and since you mentioned that, here he is. Here's the former president Obama attacked on the same day, acting saying there's bigotry going on, just with no evidence. And then saying that he's sick of these conspiracy theories. He means people questioning known liars like him, the chief conspiracy theorist. Here it is.
Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication. There are some signs that the intensity of support for democracy itself has waned, especially among the young.
That's good. So, here he is saying people are emboldened. Yes, we're emboldened. We're awake. We're aware of what's going on. Roger Stone, presidents don't normally attack other presidents. The fact that Obama and Bush came out yesterday when they're both so loathed by the base, this is a good thing. Don't they get that we've fully broken with them, that we don't like the establishment, that America's getting back to truly being independent?
That's what I don't think your friend, the director Linkletter, understands. Donald Trump is the epitome of the anti-establishment. If you want to know what the establishment thinks, you've got Obama and Bush. When they have to roll Bush out to attack Trump, Bush, who was loathed by the American people, he destroyed our economy, and he literally killed thousands of Americans in an unjust war that he lied us into. Where does he have the room, the place to talk about anything involving this president? As far as I'm concerned, George W. Bush and his father, George H.W. Bush, should both be prosecuted for their lies and crimes against the United States. These people, the chutzpah is amazing, just breathtaking. They don't understand. They're discredited, they're despised, and no one believes a word they say, Alex.
Shifting gears now, if you go to NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or InfoWars.com. We have mainline reports, documents, congressional hearings now admitting that the Clintons both illegally met when she was Secretary of State and Bill Clinton was floating around with Putin, with Russians, with Uranium One, when it was under FBI investigation. That then got killed. They are literally caught with the smoking gun, bags in their hands, illegally doing all of this. Wow. The worm has turned here, Roger.
Well, and here is some major breaking news, Alex. I have just learned from a very reliable FBI source that the FBI has opened an investigation between the relationship between Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted pedophile, and Harvey Weinstein. Epstein, close buddy of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was on his private plane, the Lolita Express, 23 times, visited his private Orgy Island. We now learn that Epstein was supplying underage girls to Weinstein. That is the subject of a new investigation by the FBI. And of course, this leads to Bill Clinton. What do they have in common? The answer would be Bill Clinton. What was Bill Clinton doing on Orgy Island? What was Bill Clinton doing on that plane? The American people demand to know.
Wow, this is so bombshell. And I know there's more you talk about with the president and your sources, so do 5 more minutes with us. But just briefly, because you've got great FBI sources, you're exclusively breaking here that there is a Justice Department criminal investigation of Weinstein and Epstein. We know Weinstein had 17-year-old girls and others in he tried to reportedly rape, and that's been basically confirmed. And that's where we knew this was going next. You're saying exclusively that your sources say a criminal investigation has opened up into that.
Yes, they're now investigating the connection between Epstein and Weinstein, and whether Epstein, the discredited convicted pedophile who was running a major New York hedge fund, running buddy of Bill Clinton, was supplying underage girls for Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. What do they have in common? Who brought them together? William Jefferson Clinton.
Wow. So we knew the whole Hollywood pedophile scam was about to emerge, about to break the surface massively, but it's happening quicker than we thought. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Roger Stone. Then we have the producer of the top film exposing the Hollywood pedophile crime rings.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, our intrepid crew of researchers are so on target that as soon as Roger Stone 5 minutes ago broke that Harvey Weinstein is under criminal investigation by the FBI and Justice Department for connections to Jerry Epstein and the Lolita Express child kidnapping aircraft operation with Bill Clinton, they were able to go, wait, we just saw that clip that got no attention from a major award show a few years ago where Weinstein was bragging that he was the chief projectionist for 8 years at the White House and traveled with Bill Clinton everywhere while the Epstein flights were taking place. This is big. And that's what my law enforcement sources told me, some of which have been involved in these big raids you've seen in the news, catching all these kidnappers of kids, just hundreds a day it's happening. But the mainstream media won't report on it. It's only in local news. They've been telling me that this is exactly what was about to happen. We've got the producer of one of the big films about to join us, but let's play this clip and then get Roger Stone's take on it. Here he is at the GLAAD Awards with Jennifer Lawrence now, who's really disgusting to me, fawning. I heard she casting couch quite a bit with him, fawning over her Lord and Savior, Mr. Epstein. So I guess she's a little too old for him. Here it is.
And I just wanted to tell you that how I really got to know the president really well. Some of you don't know, because there wasn't a Senate confirmation hearing. This was done rather privately. I was the chief projectionist at the White House from 1992 to 2000. And I'm going to tell you, the president and I saw so many movies together. I'm not kidding, by the way. We saw so many movies together. Some of mine, like Good Will Hunting, and I remember seeing The Harmonists, and so many great films with the president. We even built a little, on vacation, we even built a little portable screening room for the president.
Oh.
I can tell you, that...
At the little pleasure island, maybe? Roger, in the 3 minutes we have left, amazing breaking news here for InfoWars, not just your POTUS conversation yesterday, but now this. What else can you tell us about the bombshell you just dropped?
Well, great research there by the InfoWars research team. Look, what kind of movies were they watching? Sounds like porn to me. Look, we know that Bill Clinton was on Jeffrey Epstein's plane 23 separate times. We know that, according to the testimony of Virginia Roberts, he was on Orgy Island for private parties with a lot of underage girls and very few adult men on numerous occasions. Little did we know that Harvey Weinstein may have been the link here, and we are examining whether Weinstein also visited the island. I understand the FBI is also looking into whether Weinstein was on the plane contemporaneously with Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. Look, the entire Hollywood pedophile network is about to crash down around the knees of Bill Clinton.
And now you know why they're fighting so hard. In the minute we have with Roger Stone, InfoWars.com investigative journalist, an amazing political operative for America, what do you make of Trump saying this week, McCain better watch it, because when I take the gloves off, I hit hard, basically. He said, I'm getting ready to really smack you hard. I mean, that's an open message, isn't it?
I think so. As I said last night on the War Room, the fact that John McCain is even still in the United States Senate is at the suffrage of candidate Donald Trump. They were both on the ballot the same year, the same month in Arizona last year during the presidential, after Trump had swept the early and middle primaries. Arizona is among the latest. Had Donald Trump not supported John McCain, he would already be in retirement. This man is bitter. He is mentally confused. He is, his temper tantrums, his red face fits. His public meltdowns are now things of legend. I must seriously question, Alex, whether he is mentally fit to be in the U.S. Senate.
This latest speech he got attacking American patriotism, he looks like he's got 2 feet in the grave. Roger Stone, thank you so much. Amazing intel. Thank you.
Great to be here.
We're going down the Hollywood pedophile rat hole right now when we come back. Tell everybody to tune in.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
The guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
On the march, the empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their mind, yeah. To rest or to fall. Hell is the world in which they have to live. With all the pain that's in their heart.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
I think every little kid dreams about being famous and being in movies.
This is California. This is where you make it. This is where it all starts.
You'll get signed by a label. You can star on Disney Channel. You know, what kid wouldn't want that, right?
I remember you asked me if I ever did anything with the guy before. I was not interested at 12.
You're not recording this, right?
Looks like an angel.
Hollywood doesn't have any system in place to protect anybody, and children are way down on that list.
Children need management just like everybody else.
Walk like an angel.
Everybody liked him.
He became part of the family.
In the beginning, it was happy, and then things started changing.
Oh, you talk like an angel.
They pick on people who they know will be victims.
You have an adult who is manipulating the child.
Hired on the spot like that. That had never happened before.
It was obvious that something was going on.
You fool.
The party made me feel uncomfortable. There were lots of drugs available, and there were young teenage boys.
I remember being scared.
He just told me this is what you have to do.
Number boys told me to point the gun at them just like that.
He said, do you not understand the power I have?
You're the devil in disguise.
I remember sitting in my room and crying my eyes out.
He said, what would you do if that happened to me?
A lot of investors completely denied that anything was going on.
Clearly, the studio didn't want an investigation.
I hate it when you tried to have me sleep in your bed and touch me.
I don't know anything about that.
There will always be a steady stream of kids who want to be famous. We're absolutely talking about the tip of an iceberg.
It wasn't uncommon. Let's put it that way.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's even been in mainstream news the last week that Harvey Weinstein hired a convicted pedophile who raped a 12-year-old boy on a previous set of a Disney film to come direct another film. That's just one example. And it's been said that one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 die, it's a statistic. Well, if you find out about one child that's been kidnapped or one child that's been raped, it's a tragedy, it's an outrage. If it's 10,000 or a million, it's just a statistic. Now, Gabe Hoffman, I've been hearing about this film in production for years and from even law enforcement sources, and Hollywood tried to block the film from coming out, but just days ago he released it, and it's got over a million views. It's free. needs to have 100 million views. But we know Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others try to block it. They've been doing that. So it's up on Vimeo. I'm having it posted as we speak to Infowars.com and to Newswars.com. And I'm going to have Paul Watson retweet it. He's got one of the top Twitter accounts for actual engagement. We're going to sit down on Paul's Twitter at Prison Planet as well. Gabe Hoffman is the producer. He is a successful producer and a philanthropist who put a lot of his money into this very professional, groundbreaking film, Facebook.com, an open secret documentary, an open secret at Twitter. Everybody should follow it. And this is a short segment because I played the trailer, but tell people a little bit about yourself. We're going to go down the rabbit hole here into this den of vipers. And then we're going to contemporarily, you have a statement to read to the pedophile elite on air, kind of a challenge at the end of the interview. And we also have all the big breaking stings just this week of 277 arrests of pedophiles reportedly and kidnapped children in Florida. 17 arrested this week in Colorado and Wyoming, as young as 3 months old, being sold to be raped. I mean, this is mainstream news here. So the media tries to act like this isn't happening. Local news covers it. National news pretty much ignores it. So Gabe, tell us about yourself. I know you've been a successful producer in films and other things, but and also in capital management. But what made you take on this, one of the most evil things in the world? Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks. Great to be here with you, Alex. You know, I'm a hedge fund manager. I've been a hedge fund manager when I was 23 years old. Back in 2000, I was the youngest hedge fund manager on Wall Street, started my own firm, been blessed, very successful, very fortunate. My buddy Matt Valentinas, new from NYU undergrad, he went to film school. He worked in Hollywood for 15 years. And we were talking about how to do good and things like that. And he said, look, I know Hollywood has a big pedophile problem. It just needs to be exposed. I said, well, I'm not a film guy. Never done that. Let's get the research. So with Disarming Films, we wrote just a research contract. We didn't know that there would be enough to make a film, or at least I didn't know that at the time. A few months later, after Disarming Films, private investigators and all that, we had two binders of Hollywood convicted pedophiles. Their victims, sometimes in many cases, actually getting hired by their pedophile buddies afterwards to go work on film sets, raping and abusing kids on film sets. It was unbelievable. And I said, gosh, this is the easiest check I'll ever write to fund making this film. And it's an over $1.5 million budget, full feature documentary with an Oscar nominated director for her work in another area. You know, it's funny, Amy Berg, our director, she got an Oscar nomination when she exposed pedophilia in the Catholic Church a few years earlier.
That's right.
But she exposed it in Hollywood.
I forgot to say, she's super famous for that. Yeah.
Yeah. But then when.
And even back then, they denied it was going on.
Right. But then in Hollywood, when she does it, all of a sudden they don't care. So go figure.
I forgot that your director, she's the famous Amy Berg, that one of the biggest chinks in the corrupt Vatican's armor. And now the deputy pope, the number two guy, has been arrested for over 100 young boys, kidnapped, trafficked, raped. I mean, it's massive.
Absolutely. And I'm so pleased exclusively with you on InfoWars to announce we had made this free on Vimeo through the 22nd. Again, it's got over 1 million views already in a week. We are going to make it free through October 31st for everybody to celebrate all these Hollywood pedophiles getting exposed just this week.
Wow, awesome. Again, folks, on all our Twitter accounts, on Paul Watson's, on yours, all of you, we can get around them because YouTube and Google and all admit they are censoring, especially this. They do not want these powerful. I mean, they even took one of the top stars off Twitter because she said that Weinstein raped her, even though Weinstein settled with her. They were blocking her. I mean, this is incredible.
Police have identified four victims and plan on more than just the four murder charges filed today.
Confirmed earlier reports of cannibalism.
The building was a scene of ghoulish slaughter.
Large kettle on the stove which held boiled body parts.
Identified four victims and
killed even more.
Plan on more than just the four murder charges filed today.
Sex with some of his victims before he killed them. And he was also a necrophiliac.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Gabe Hoffman really is a hero. I've heard about production of this film for several years. I've heard really good things from law enforcement sources we have about the fact that they've been wanting to go after the pedophile networks. You see a 5-6-fold increase of pedophiles, not just people with child porn, but people actually with children as young as 3 months old that are being raped. I have a stack of mainstream news but from local TV stations from Florida to Colorado to California just this week with hundreds of kids here, 88 kids here, 27 kids here, 14 kids there. I mean, in actual sex slavery, but it never hits big national news. It's incredible. So we've been telling you, this whole Weinstein thing is a controlled demolition. They know this is all coming out. The Lolita Express, as you just heard, he's under investigation for flying around with Jerry Epstein and Bill Clinton on that plane. They flew the young girls, we're talking 10, 11, 12 years old, to this island. And that's what we know of. They're going to have to be loading girls that young on planes with them. You know, out in the Caribbean, there's even crazier stuff going on. So Gabe Hoffman, amazing. So you start investigating this as a very successful capital management firm. You start investigating it. You go down the rabbit hole, just recapping, and found all these cases of convicted Hollywood pedophiles. And as you mentioned in the film, now there's new cases. During Weinstein years, Disney hired child molester to direct film who raped and was convicted, a 12-year-old boy on the set, to be around children again. So this is how the rabbit hole began. You've got the floor now. Get into the film, which you're offering free right now to everybody until Halloween at InfoWars.com, because they tried to suppress it and tried to block it. You put $1.5 million of your own money into this with your great crew. That's why you're a hero. They tried to block it. Well, they're not going to block it. It's free, ladies and gentlemen. It's up to you to get this out. So, again, I want to commend you.
Thanks, Alex. You know, the real heroes are the brave survivors and victims who came forward on our show, on our film. We didn't pay them a dime. We didn't black out their faces. We didn't hide their names. Nothing. It was the highest standards of journalism, and they had to name their accusers, and there had to be actual proof. Or, in one case, we actually unmasked a pedophile who was one of the biggest child managers in Hollywood over the last 30, 40 years, and he fesses up on camera in an open secret. You know, there was just a major breaking news last night. The mainstream media hasn't picked it up yet. Tyler Gresham, he's a major, major representative of young stars. And a young man named Blaze Lippmann, you know, came out on Facebook and otherwise accusing him of drugging him and raping him when he was underage. This is just the tip of the iceberg, like we say in the film.
So the women having the courage to go public, now we're learning with Weinstein, it goes into 17, 16. Roman Polanski raping anally a 13-year-old girl. Media covers it up. Then Meryl Streep gives him standing ovations and says he did nothing wrong.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean,
let me tell you something. I got a 13-year-old daughter. You rape her, I'm going to kill you.
It's amazing. You see those Hollywood award shows where Roman Polanski, they give him awards and they put it on screen. And the place is, you know, standing ovation, and he's not even there to get the award in person because he's not allowed back in the country. He was convicted and he fled. That's just Hollywood.
And Weinstein has, you notice, run to Europe as well.
Absolutely. And we have a rumor that we'll talk about later that a major Hollywood figure may have already just run to Europe. Hopefully the InfoWars folks can help track it down on the internet.
Please continue, because you've got these binders over here. Let's just begin. Hundreds and hundreds of convicted pedophiles over the years, super high level, covered up in the media. Then they're rehired with kids again.
Absolutely. And what you were talking about earlier is Victor Salva. Everybody's heard of the Jeepers Creepers franchise. That's Victor Salva. He's the director of it. And Jeepers Creepers 3 was just out this year.
Oh, funny. He's into demon clowns.
Absolutely. You got it. So we have exclusively at InfoWars the open secret internal Hollywood pedophile map, because there are just connections with these pedophiles.
And by the way, we're going to add that map to the film that we're about to post to InfoWars.com, but let's put it on screen, the pedophile map. There it is.
How they're all friends. They know each other. They manage the same children. They put children, you know, a manager who's a pedophile will put the child on the pedophile show. They will hire each other even after their convictions. I mean, it's not just, you know, Brian Peck working on Charlie Sheen's show, Anger Management, 10 years after his conviction. It's Brian Peck working on big things like Jack and the Beanstalk. It's just amazing how convicted pedophiles are actually still working in Hollywood today. And we have to put a stop to it.
This never happened in Hollywood with Charlie Sheen over the years that I knew him before he went wild again. But with other Hollywood folks or at major TV production studios, they would just sit there and go, by the way, are you a devil worshiper? Because we worship the devil. And I thought it was just to mess with me. But then later it's like, well, you might not want to come to this party because there might be some young girls here. And that's, and of course, it's just messing with you to see if you're into it. It's like an entrance exam. It's like a rite of passage.
And that's something that, you know, you're getting to a great point, because that's something that we show in An Open Secret. You know, it's not just about exposing the Hollywood pedophiles. It's about doing good in your community, helping you to make your children safe. We get you into the mind of the pedophile. They speak themselves. You learn what their justifications are. And we even show home videos where, if you're looking closely, you can see the pedophile hanging out with a good American family, and subtle little increasing sexualization here and there. You learn about their tactics. You learn about their tools. You learn about how to protect your children from them in your community.
Because they engage in testing. They engage in training. They engage in all of this.
And there are subtle little signs of the sexualization in terms of language and other things that we teach you about in An Open Secret. To learn to, you know, figure
and
it out.
And by the way, the film, you can't stop watching it, even though it's so horrifying, because it empowers you. And notice, they've got cruddy films all over cable, all over Netflix, everywhere. But not with you guys. A real film. How many years in the making? I remember hearing about this film years ago. And then now you just release it for free because they're blocking it.
Yeah, they blocked it for 2 years, Alex, and they thought that we were going to go away. No.
But notice the blocking seemed to only bring it out now, right when the world's ready. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Well, we just waited for this Harvey Weinstein moment. We knew this was going to come. Something like
high
this,
five.
They would come.
Wow, keep going.
And so that's what we did. But you bring up a great point about the film, and that is that Amy did such a great job at telling the story. And it's PG-13, but I'll tell you what. You see worse things on network TV at 9 o'clock.
Everyone should show their children, I would say as young as 8 or 9, this, so they understand predators. You're not scaring them. You're showing them. You know, if you were somebody 1,000 years ago in Eastern Europe and there were wolves that were eating kids, you'd tell them, don't go out in the woods by yourself. I mean, people need to know about this danger.
Right, but they don't use gross-out language. That's the beauty of it. They tell their tale, and you know what happened, but they don't get into explicit details. You just know that something bad happened.
And children need to know how these predators operate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the survivors talks about how the predator lured him in, what could have, right before he was first just raped, you know, the language they were using and the examples and the discussions they would have.
And then how they guilt you and threaten you and control you after.
Exactly. And they tell you that it's normal. You know, we've gotten in America, look, certain groups, certain beliefs, more normalized, fine. But the pedophiles want to be next.
And now we learn at the UN everywhere, they're the ones behind it all pushing the normalization, because that's what they want finally for them, is no limits. We're under UN law. They're asking, they come to your door and demand to date your 5-year-old daughter. I mean, that's literally the kind of stuff that Salon and others are pushing. The normalization, the coming out of the pedophiles.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Anybody that tunes in on a regular basis knows I don't hype stuff. And I've been saying the last year, Trump's going to start bringing down the pedophile network. And that just means green lighting law enforcement, citizens, and others to have courage to do it, knowing he's going to try to back him as much as he can. And he's tweeted that child rapists should be killed. And, of course, you've got Eric Prince. Say what you want about the owner of Blackwater, now XZ. He has a lot of intelligence sources. And I can tell you, it's an open secret in the government, so I'll let you know. He's been part of the leaks that have exposed the globalists, along with other patriots. It wasn't the Russians. That's now coming out. He's exposed the pedophile network from behind the scenes and has been fighting that. So have we. And I've given $100,000 of the money you've given us to a team of former law enforcement people and SEAL Team 6 folks and others to actually go out and document some of these big raids you're hearing about that national news won't cover. And, of course, I don't have a position in the films they're making. I don't care about the money. The money you send us when you buy products, T-shirts, books, films, supplements, goes back in. We're talking 95% of it to building and expanding this operation against the globalist. And the rest goes into backup when they sue us and come after us and everything, to hold the course and be able to weather the storm. So we need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to buy the high-quality supplements like Caveman and Anthroplex and Supermel Vitality, 50% off Anthroplex. Just wait till you try it. The stamina, the libido, the energy it gives me is amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. We're about to end in the next few days. The special on the nutraceutical Brain Force, that's 50% off. We've never done that before. It's our best seller, but I wanted to see if I lowered the price even more. close to cost, it would cause just phenomenal ordering. And it has. But we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation in 1996 when leading competitors with a similar formula are $60 to $70. So it's a good deal at $39. It's unbelievable at 1996. Infowarsstore.com. Now let me stop right there. I know what it's like to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars and thousands of hours of time to make a film and then to have it all uploaded properly and to have YouTube say you can't put it up or to have Apple say, re-encode this and then refuse it, then send it to a firm and they say, no, this is all to their specs. They're just refusing it. After they took tens of thousands of my dollars just to pay to have them do the, quote, conversion and upload to iTunes. And they do this to libertarians, conservatives. It's come out in the news. You've seen the undercover video of YouTube executives saying their main job is to block InfoWars. They mean the type of guest we have on. The fact that we are a frontline operation that continues to kick their butt. A place they don't control. And it's very frustrating to see that happen. But imagine being Gabe Hoffman, a successful Wall Street strategist and capital manager, putting $1 million+ of his own money into an open secret being produced over the last 5 years. 2 years ago, it's ready. Hollywood won't take it. They block it everywhere. Well, now he's just put it out for free. He's been waiting for that to happen. It's free. We've posted it to Infowars.com. It's free. Through the 31st. Now, you had to put it on Vimeo because they don't censor like YouTube and Google do as much. Oh, yeah, Google and YouTube are really censoring. That's why you've got to share it with everybody you know. You've got to stop them. Okay, 1 million views in a couple days is great, the last week or so. I want to see 10 million by next Monday, folks. We do videos all the time that get 20, 30, 40, 50 million views. This is a film with blood, sweat, and tears for the children, the victims, and to help and stop other victims. We've got to expose this, and we are. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. It's posted to Infowars.com. I just tweeted it at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it right now. Let's scroll back to the top. I'm going to give folks the name of the article. Then I need you to send to local radio stations, local TV stations, and say interview Gabe Hoffman and the rest of his crew. He flew on his own dime. When we wanted to get him on last week, he said, no, I'll just fly there next Friday. He did it. Didn't want us to pay for anything. He's a rich, successful guy. He's doing this because he actually cares, because his friends of his knew about this who were in Hollywood and said it was horrible. So again, an open secret on Twitter. Be sure and follow him there. Spread it. The headline on Infowars.com is Hollywood is trying to suppress this film. Get it out. See the groundbreaking film that exposes Hollywood pedophilia. The secret Hollywood doesn't want you to know. Post it here absolutely free for the victims and to stop future crimes. It's $1.5 million gift to you. Now, again, if this was put in theaters, it could have made hundreds of millions of dollars. The director's already got nominated for an Oscar with her film, what was it, a decade ago, first exposing the Vatican and all the sex crimes here in the U.S., all proven right. It isn't about the money. The satisfaction is knowing these scumbags are being brought to justice. So you've got the floor in this segment and the next, because I just wanted to break that down, but I wanted to ask the listeners to come together as humans of every race, color, and creed who are one race, the human race, and say no to the exploitation and attacks on children, women, men, you name it, by these barbarous elite cults around the world, Hollywood just being one of them. But it's the sacrament of these aggressive power cults that they are all about hurting the innocent, whether it be women, children, you name it. So Gabe Hoffman, the producer that put his money where his mouth was, right now putting this film out for free, that is such a beautiful thing you've done.
Well, thanks much. I mean, again, it's for the real, you know, the real heroes and all that. But so imagine, Alex, you make a film. You hire an Oscar-nominated director and all that, and then you take it to the mainstream liberal-leaning media for the reviews, New York Times, Variety, all that, and your film gets a 93% positive rating on Rotten Tomatoes. 93%. That's almost unprecedented. 93%.
They say Rotten Tomatoes is ruining Hollywood because they give such low ones. But the human population gives you an unprecedented 93.
Right. So we get a 93 and we're thinking, okay, well, we'll go to film festivals because, hey, that's the next step in the process to try to sell something, right? So, okay, film festivals are easy to get into. You pay a small registration fee, and even, you know, look, if you had three kids that got $20,000 together, they'll put them in a documentary corner somewhere, maybe not on the main screen, but they're pretty easy, especially when you've got something as legitimate as this. It's no brainer. The first three film festivals, Alex, that we tried to go to, L.A., Toronto, and London, you know what happened? The lower level people who reviewed the film for quality thought, okay, great, we're going to put it up there. In fact, in a place of prominence. Then each time, a couple weeks later, guess what happened? The higher ups learned about it through their Hollywood connected pedophiles, and they disinvited us from those festivals.
And that shows you who's in charge.
Absolutely. So, of course, that didn't stop us. We went to festivals anyway. We went to Cannes. We went to Doc NYC. And when we went to Doc NYC, it sold out a 500-person theater on 2 days' notice, and Drudge put it up on the top of the page that the sex abuse, you know.
Isn't he just a hero for taking stuff that they're suppressing and punching it out there?
Well, you know, Dan Gable, famous wrestling coach, he said, once you've wrestled in life, everything else is easy. And this sure is. You know, fighting financial fraud and biotech fraud and scientific fraud for years and years, I'm used to a fight. And
hasn't it made you stronger?
Oh, yeah.
People think avoiding fights makes them, you know, stronger. No, getting into one is the right fight.
Well, when you get inspired by the brave survivors that you've seen in Open Secret, you see what they and their family have gone through. And when they put their lives on camera, you know, just bare their souls, literally, and you see that in the film, you'd be inspired to fight for them, too.
You know, I tell you, it is crazy. And years ago, I was covering this, the lawsuit threats, you name it, death threats. I mean, I know how real it is just experiencing the threats. And I can't imagine what you guys went through trying to make this film, much less the victims themselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, DEN, the Digital Entertainment Network, we can get into that. But that was amazing. That was basically a front for pedophiles to lure in and rape and drug young boys, fly them in from all over the country, have them live at the mansion that they bought with $150 million of investor dollars, much of it from Hollywood elite, and that was really big.
Well, you know, I remember now Drudge pushing the film on. I heard about it from law enforcement and others that you guys were doing something really important. I kept waiting for it to come out to get you on and, you know, promote it. But I'd forgot how Drudge was one of the guys to finally break through. Drudge did that for us. I mean, he just, the whole liberty movement has to absolutely thank Matt Drudge. We'll be back, folks. Newswars.com, Infowars.com. The film's posted in full for free right now on Infowars. Please watch it. Please spread it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We got two more segments left. I hope you can stay and go in the war room later with Owen Schroyer and do 2 hours if you want. But
I'll do whatever you'd like.
Gabe Hoffman, the main producer for An Open Secret. There's so many other angles. We haven't even scratched the surface. The film is free at Infowars.com. You put it on Vimeo, I guess, because I know YouTube and Facebook and others have been censoring anything that exposes the pedophile network. But it's got to be satisfying, even though they've suppressed your film for 2 years, that now you're releasing it right as it's all starting to come out. And as we see pedophiles, not just people with child porn, but actual pedophiles with kids in cages being busted all over the country. But again, never in the national news.
No. And it's amazing, you know, with DEN, the Digital Entertainment Network that we expose, our film actually bought out of bankruptcy somebody who had all the DEN footage. So you get to see how, look, we're not saying that Bryan Singer is a pedophile. We're not saying that David Geffen is a pedophile. We don't do any accusations. We stick to facts. What we do show you is that convicted pedophiles have close relationships with very powerful people like that. For example, Michael Hovington invested millions of dollars in DEN. David Geffen, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Bryan Singer invested in DEN. Bryan Singer came and hung out at DEN and did their little clips. And you've seen the movie Grease, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it was directed by somebody named Randall Kleiser. I had no idea who Randall Kleiser was, none whatsoever. One day, we get an email from this big, big Hollywood lawyer, big as they come, Michael Donaldson, owns his own firm, says that this Randall Kleiser is in our trailer for 1 second, and he objects to it. I'm like, wow. Turns out Randall Kleiser directed a bunch of the Den shows when Den was around. So Randall Kleiser was hanging out with a bunch of pedophiles. I'm not saying that he was one, but he had a bunch of pedophile friends that ended up getting convicted. And so we said, great, we'll just tag him in the film so everybody knows who he is. So the more that they come after us, the harder we hit back because the truth is on our side.
Well, they got to be in panic mode now because the FBI, we exclusively broke with Roger Stone, who talked to the president just yesterday. The FBI is investigating Weinstein, not just for fleeing the country under Trump's direction, but also for Jerry Epstein and the Lolita Child Kidnapping Express.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, they have sent their stalkers, their buddies, their cronies, who have admitted to being their friends in public. They've actually sent them after us to stalk and harass us and everything like that for the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, believe me, I've been against the pedophiles forever, but as I've been beating the drum harder the last 4 years of my life, I mean, it only made me stronger. Everything bad turned into something good. I've learned just God is such a blessing. It's like an experience of Job, not as bad, but, you know, approaching it in some aspects. But it's just how God always has come through. It's very humbling. But for some of these kids, you know, they dig up in shallow graves. You know, really, it's their cries to God that are coming through you, my friend.
Well, thank you. I mean, there's one in particular. His name is Greg Schneider. That's spelled with two G's. And we have the Hollywood Reporter piece where he talks about publicly being friends with a few people that somebody accused. The film doesn't accuse them, but somebody in the film accused them separately. And he says he's friends with Bryan Singer, Garth Ancier, David Newman, and Greg Goddard. We've also got for you exclusively here, behind the scenes, Greg Schneider went to X-Men, and he's there behind the scenes. We have Thanksgiving after the case was dropped, after the Egan case was dropped against Bryan Singer. He's over there. This is from Bryan Singer's Instagram. Thanksgiving 2015 at Bryan Singer's house for Thanksgiving. So Bryan Singer's creepy friend has been stalking not only us, but people who didn't have anything to do with their quarrel with Mike Egan, which is separate from our film. They came and they stalked us personally, on our personal Facebooks, on our personal emails, this guy, all over the internet. Heck, he's on Twitter right now under my feed tweeting, and, you know, you can go talk to him. InfoWars.
Well, here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. We're not scared of any of these people. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We're going up against the globalist, George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, all of them. And we've studied these people and their spirit cooking, all the things that globalists do, and they're all into evil. They're all into their own sick, twisted forms of power. And the good news is all the intimidation that Weinstein and others tried, Bill Clinton tried, a lot of folks got killed by the Clintons exposing his sex crimes. It didn't work anymore, and all the chickens are coming home to roost. What's that like for you?
It's just an amazing feeling, and I know we're only at the beginning of this. I know you're going to see big Hollywood pedophile rings broken in Hollywood because now the survivors, the victims are realizing that, you know what? They can't stop us and we don't have to be afraid of them. And we can show them the example.
And even mainstream news is now reporting on your film. They're being forced to because you put it out for free, saying, wow, you know, is that the next big shooter drop? It's already dropping. In fact, we're going to come back in a few minutes and do your big statement here. Then Leanne McAdoo joins us. But during Weinstein's years, Disney hired child molester to direct film. I mean, that's mainstream news. Guy that raped a 12-year-old. Sexting, this is just yesterday, leads to 277 arrests in Florida. People that had kidnapped children and were selling them for sex slavery. That's U.S. news. This is just yesterday. Here's another one. Trafficking sting recovers 17 kids in Colorado, Wyoming. Sex trafficking sting rescues Colorado infant and 5-year-old sister who were being sold out to be raped.
Most of that pedophile, Matt, by the way, those convictions, if you look them up, and we're going to get that the actual specifics of them out there later, but most of them are on children's shows, Nickelodeon and Disney.
Well, we know there's the sexualization of children on Nickelodeon. They admit all that, and you just see it everywhere. What do you think about Salon and the New York Times coming out and like saying pedophilia is not bad? You know, it's just a preference.
Right, like it's a preference or a condition, like it's somehow normal. And that's the same thing that the NAMBLA people want to do. They want to bring that somehow into the mainstream as an accepted thing. And we have to be here to stop it as the last line of defense.
That's right. If you're a radio listener, we're putting everything my guest is saying, we're just putting up for mainstream news, even on the screen. Again, just a few years ago, you wouldn't even see this. 474 arrested, 28 sexually exploited children rescued during statewide human trafficking, KTLA, but no coverage since then of that. Some of them in cages, including women. Tampa, 84 children recovered, 120 arrested, nationwide sex trafficking probe. That's yesterday. 10 disturbing stories about Hollywood's pedophile problem. Big story right there that goes over all of those. We'll cover some more coming up. Hollywood's other open secret besides Harvey Weinstein preying on young boys. And it's some young girls, like Roman Polanski, like to rape. Do you have any numbers or estimation? What is it, about 80% boys?
Something like that. And what we do know is that, unfortunately, there are so many like Corey Haim and others that are dead, whether drug overdose or suicide or things like that. And their voices can't be heard. And
Evan Rachel's coming out. Hollywood pedophilia is the next dam to break.
Yep.
The Daily Beast. What's going to happen is everything we've talked about comes out.
Well, you can't hide the truth. You ultimately can't hide the truth. And the American people know what the truth is, and they get on the side of the truth.
But that's why Hollywood and the Vatican and all these groups have been racing to demoralize people, get rid of morals, and normalize this and make us immoral. They've been racing as a rearguard action to try to get us like them. But I'm sorry, you just can't grab kids out of the backs of yards and take them to rape them. You just can't, you know, take them to satanic ceremonies because you get off on, you know, torturing them. Because, listen, the next floor beneath this, that's my next big question. Did you run into the occultism, the Satanism, the bondage, the abuse of children?
That was something that we didn't actually run into, believe it or not. But we only scratched the surface. I mean, out of two binders, out of literally 50 abused children, you know, we weren't going to try to out victims. We only wanted to out pedophiles. And look, not everybody was as brave as the five brave souls that, you know, showed up on an open secret.
But look at history. Every culture goes into a decadent cycle. Whether it was Mesoamerica or Europe or where China is today or Africa, they would get elites that got into kids. They'd have human sacrifice and it would say, you know, sacrifice the virgins. That means the young people. I mean, there's some sick psychopath system where they kind of get control throughout history and they manifest the same system psychologically. We see it in sociology, anthropology, and archaeology.
Oh, absolutely. And they try to push their values on America. And with you and the InfoWars folks out there, they're rejecting it. I mean, Hollywood is afraid right now. You've seen all the headlines of how movie ticket sales are at something like a 20 or 25 year low. Let's see how low they go after this has come out.
That's right. And then look at John Wayne Gacy was a guy that liked to grab young men and torture them and kill them. And then they go, well, don't bash him. He was gay. Oh, so he wanted to just kill people as part of his extra fun. They make like you're anti-gay if you're against John Wayne Gacy. It just gets weirder and weirder. And really, it's just like, they're using the tolerance of an open society to now say pedophilia and killing people is okay.
Well, abuse is abuse is abuse. And abuse isn't a straight or gay thing. It's in everything, whether it's a guy abusing a girl, heck, a girl abusing a guy.
And I totally agree. There are men abusing women like Weinstein and young women. But statistically, I mean, what we keep seeing is it like 70, 80% though, men against boys?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just I mean, even thing. Tom Jones has come out and said he had guys, basically, when he first got in his career, producers and stuff, trying to make him, you know, do it. And again, for me, it's about power. It's beta males who want to dominate other men. I think that's what it's really all about. We'll be back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. This is Groundbreaking Info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Hollywood wants to be the moral gods. They'll dictate your standards. They'll tell you what to do. They'll cover up the Vatican and all the rest of child rape and their own sick cult. Then they'll tell you fatherhood and motherhood's a bad thing. But they need to sexualize your children. But now the tide is turning. Here's Corey Feldman a few months ago on The View talking about the situation. Stay with us.
I'm saying that there are people that were the people that did this to both me and Corey yeah. that are still working, they're still out there, and they're some of the richest, most powerful people in this business.
And they are.
And they do not want me saying what I'm saying right now.
Are you saying that they're pedophiles?
Yes.
And that
yes.
they're still in this business?
Yes.
That's what. Yeah, and that's what you were saying wow. in your book. When you
that's
talk
what
to
talk about. Yeah.
When you talk to parents,
they don't want me here right now. Trust
Corey,
me. They want me dead.
There are a lot of parents out here yeah. who want to put their kids in this business. Their kids are cute. They're great actors. Da, da, da. What would you say to a parent who just has the best of intentions who's coming here with their child? Uh-huh. If you're saying that there's a lot of predators in this industry,
it's a many-feathered bird. okay? Be careful what you wish for. That's what I'll tell you. You know, don't go into it with naivety. Don't go into it thinking that it's all roses and sunglasses and
an entire industry.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to say that it's a very important, serious topic.
You said that there was one gentleman in the industry who did not take advantage of you. He was not a pedophile. You said it was Michael Jackson.
Of all people.
So there's Corey Feldman, who has a lot of courage. He's been speaking out about this for years. Years ago, we were in talks to have him on, but just dealing with his you know, producer and people, I just said, look, if you want to do it, do it. If not, you know, not. But I'm just glad that he's gone public. I don't think The View's the place. The View admitted it. I turned them down a few months ago to go on. I said, I'm not going on your show. I've been on it before. I mean, you got a bunch of morons that watch it. But at least he did that there. But look at Barbara Walters trying to defend Hollywood when she's been all over Hollywood. She used to be the 60 Minutes reporter that went out and a bunch of other channels and, you know, interviewed the Hollywood folks. So watching that old spider defend the spider hole. When he's warning people, watch getting your kids involved in this. I couldn't think of a worse place to put your children than show business.
Absolutely, absolutely. There is a message that I'd like to send.
We're going to come back in the next break because we got in here late and do that. But just go ahead and make your point there, and then we'll come back in the next segment with Leanne McAdoo. You can have the floor and make your statement.
Okay, I'll just wait for that.
Well, just any other points, because you were making points watching that whole View piece.
Well, it shows you the tone deafness of Hollywood. I mean, that's the standard reaction. And that's why it's gone viral, is Barbara Walters really embodies what the Hollywood reaction has been. You know, every single time that one of these has come out, or there have been all these convictions that we've showed in the film, how Hollywood just kind of puts it aside. In other words, there's more to protect dogs that appear on set in terms of water and not petting them and all that than there are for kids. A convicted pedophile like Brian Peck can work on a film set with kids all around him as long as he's not one-on-one. But yet, a convicted sex offender in most states, they can't get within 1,000 feet of a school.
They can't live on your street.
Exactly. Exactly. So Hollywood does not do enough to protect children. And people need to vote with their dollars, their entertainment dollars, to decide, look, we want to see in Hollywood you really change things. We want to see you put protections. I mean, if I'm hiring a secretary, an assistant at my office, I spend $19.95 and I do a background check. Why can't Hollywood do that with people they hire on their set?
But they know these are convicted people that are their buddies. It's all a big sick club.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we were told by high up sources that the Weinstein thing was just a cover for all the pedophile stuff, and was about to get into that. And now Stone said it earlier. Now it's breaking in mainstream news, actually, that he is under investigation with Weinstein for being with children.
No, they can't stop it. And in fact, California statute says that all these confidentiality agreements, because Harvey Weinstein was not the only one with confidentiality agreements, that kept a lot of people down. But California statute says that you cannot enforce confidentiality when there's a settlement and it applies to kids or it applies to harassment.
That's right. It doesn't cover criminal activity. And let's expose that. Weinstein, we now know, had 17-year-old girls in that had to run away. I'm not going to call him a pedophile, but did he ever get fingered by any of your sources?
We didn't even get into Weinstein. We were just sticking with what we had on our plate. It was too much.
Oh, okay. Wow, because there were so many convicted ones and everything else. We'll be right back with his statement. Stay with us.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Della was completely wasting, out of work and down.
Gabe Hoffman is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We're here in studio in Austin, Texas. He's flown out here from Los Angeles. He's been a successful man on Wall Street and invested $1 million+ in producing the film, I guess, going back 5 years ago. An open secret, and then Hollywood for 2 years has blocked its release. Drudge Report exposed it. It's gotten attention. Now, since all this Weinstein news broke, they put it out for free a few days ago. It's got 1 million views on Vimeo. YouTube, Google, Facebook, and others have been trying to censor it. We've retweeted it at Real Alex Jones and at Paul Watson at Prison Planet. We're asking you to retweet it, post it on your own Facebook, get it out there. This is the pressed info. It's from Vimeo. It's posted at Infowars.com, free. The film, 5 years in the making, absolute must-see. Leanne McAdoo exposes this. One of our great reporters. She's out in Florida. She's going to be joining us here in a moment. We're getting her Skype lined up. But Gabe Hoffman, producer of the film An Open Secret, you want to make a statement, so please do it.
Well, thank you, Alex. I am grateful that, thankfully, I live in Florida and not the Socialist Republic of California.
Exactly.
There's a message I'd like to send to the powerful pedophiles in Hollywood and their cronies. When we wanted to make An Open Secret, we decided to follow the facts wherever they may lead. We hired the private investigators. We had months of meticulous work done. We got an Oscar-nominated director. We spent over $1.5 million, but it's only the tip of the iceberg. The professional critics have weighed in. 93% positive rating on Rotten Tomatoes. You conspired with your Hollywood elite to keep us out of some film festivals, but we wouldn't stop. That wouldn't stop us. Drudge Report, Alex Jones, all these other folks, we unmasked in An Open Secret one of the most prominent child acting coaches in Hollywood as a pedophile. We got him to confess on camera. We found five brave survivors who are willing to go on camera and bare their souls, and we defend them. We defend them. Some of the proven pedophiles, the convicted pedophiles, are your friends. You invested in their company, Den, which was a front for pedophiles. You went to their Den parties at the mansion that Suge Knight used to live in, bought with your investment dollars, where young underage boys were forced with drugs and alcohol so they wouldn't fight your sick, pedophile, deviant, immoral sexual abuse. You hired convicted pedophiles to work on sets, in some cases, even after multiple convictions. Your pedophile friends got exposed for the first time in our documentary film, An Open Secret. You started to get nervous. You knew we were getting closer to exposing you. So you made sure that it wouldn't get a single offer from Hollywood. Not anything, not a little money. We got nothing. We didn't even get a no money down percentage deal. Absolutely anything. But that wouldn't stop us. We launched it independently ourselves. The American people started to see it. So once again, we waited. We knew this day would come, and we released it on the internet. The one thing you and your rich, powerful Hollywood cronies can't control for free. Because you see, there are some things more important than money, a concept that you obviously do not understand. The American people now can see it, exposing Hollywood pedophile misdeeds, and make up their own minds. In just a week, over 1 million views. It's gone viral on social media and Twitter. You can open your own Twitter feeds and see in horror each day thousands of people just calling you out to your name for who you really are. But there's more to come. You don't know just how much evidence we have of all your connections and misdeeds that we've kept in reserve. We gave a few exclusive kernels today to Alex Jones on InfoWars. We have a lot more. Our weapon's more dangerous than anything violent. Our weapon is the truth. Brian Singer, Garth Ancier, David Newman, and Gary Goddard, you're not convicted pedophiles, but for some reason, your creepy friend Greg Schneider went after An Open Secret. Why? Why? Despite the fact that in our film, we don't make any claims against you. You sicked him on us, and we've exposed it. He has stalked, harassed, cyber-stalked, and tried to intimidate not just me, but he did that to survivors. He did that to victims. He did that to families. He got into personal email addresses, personal Facebook pages, Twitter, disarming staff. Just unbelievable. So here's what I've got to tell you. What was in An Open Secret that you're so afraid of the American people finding out about Hollywood? You're only starting to find out now. The great reckoning is finally upon us. The great reckoning of Hollywood's long history of sexual misdeeds. For decades, people have been praying that this day would come. Sexual abuse and sexual violence toward the vulnerable women, men, and children who are just trying to earn a paycheck in the entertainment industries will no longer have to deal with this abuse. It'll no longer be swept under the rug by the Hollywood elites. And finally, Hollywood elites, Hollywood pedophiles, and their cronies, protectors, and apologists. The folks at An Open Secret are not afraid of you. The brave survivors in an open secret are not afraid of you. I am not afraid of you. And the American people are learning the truth about you, and they are bringing you down.
Well, all I know is this. I don't know all the players. I just have stacks of mainstream news even admitting massive child kidnapping networks being arrested, children found in cages, stacks of it, Weinstein knowingly hiring child rapists to make Disney films, all these admissions, Jerry Epstein, the Clintons, all the people that they've tried to suppress, all the things they've done, Wiener and the trying to recruit young girls, just all of it. You know, the film is very powerful, and the fact that they suppressed it coming out is just a testament. And now it's free on Vimeo. We have it linked at Infowars.com, an open secret, absolutely free, Newswars.com, Infowars.com. I'm asking all our reporters, all our listeners, Paul Watson, everybody. And we're going to, you know, take this interview and also post it along with a link to the film, to an article that we're going to write up. Paul Watson's going to write up, maybe Drudge will link to it again. Something like, you know, suppressed director or you suppressed, film exposing pedophilia, post it on the line for free, terrifies Hollywood. But even mainstream news, a lot of these big actresses are saying, look, it's not just women. They're actually saying it's mainly men being abused and boys, but it's us too. And they're saying it's pedophilia. This is now in the news today. In the Daily Beast and other major Democrat operations, that shows they've gone to covering their rear end now. They've been all these years covering it up, the publications. Now, finally, as people have courage, it looks like the dam is breaking. Where are we in this process? A leaky dam? Or is it breaking, partially broken?
I hope that it completely breaks. I hope that these defenders are just sticking their fingers in the dike. We really don't know. It depends on how courageous brave survivors are that we know signed confidential settlements for underage sexual abuse with big, powerful Hollywood people. It's up to you to continue to come forward. If you want to do it anonymously, that's fine. Go to a mainstream publication. Show them your settlement and just ask that they don't use your name, and you'll get the big folks exposed. Do it any way you have to, but please keep doing it.
It's time to bring down Hollywood, bring down the globalists. They want to bring down America? Well, guess what? We're fighting back. Looking at this, as we pull back from it, there's no way they're going to stop this. At the Vatican, the deputy pope's in jail, basically, for 100 kids grabbed and groomed. It's all collapsing, and it's just worse and worse than we thought. But it really makes sense why these people hate just normal folks so much.
You can look at Hollywood so many different ways, and a lot of elite big institutions that gather power a lot of different ways. And it's obvious that they try to push their values on average folks, but they're not succeeding. We're fighting back.
There you go. Top advisors, really the deputy pope, charged with sexual assault offenses, the best friend of the pope. And it's even the London Guardian. They used pedophile scandals with the last pope, never had two popes at the same time, to step down and be moved to Gandalf Castle. Gandalfus, can't make that up. And they used that to take him down. I mean, this is why they do it also. It's like gangs that make you go out and rob a liquor store to become a member or go out and shoot an old lady. Well, here you got to be a pedophile or basically you don't get let in. Gabe Hoffman, the film is an open secret. It's free at Infowars.com. We salute you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Leanne McAdoo, intrepid Infowars.com researcher, has been tracking George Soros. And let me explain why we go into George Soros. He isn't the convenient 10 minutes of hate 1984 boogeyman. Up to 50 years after Napoleon Bonaparte was dead, the British would still say, oh, there was a carriage wreck or a ship ran a rocks, coming in fog. It must have been old Bonaparte, Boney, as they called him. No, with Soros, when law firms sue us, it's Soros funding it. When Media Matters comes after us and makes stuff up, it's Soros. It's like a jack in the box. He was trying to kill my grandfathers in World War II down the ground, rounding up thousands of Jews and stealing their money to pay for the munitions industry. I mean, I almost don't exist because of people like Soros. And then my grandfather's great men are dead, and this demon's still running around. Then the ADL he funds calls me a Nazi. And CNN says he never said he worked for the Nazis. He said he was proud of it. But I'm going to stop right there. You talk about censorship, how Hollywood wouldn't put out an award-winning film by an Oscar-nominated lady that exposed the whole Vatican thing with her first documentary on sex crimes. But now it's been put out for free. We were just covering it, an open secret. It's on Infowars.com. But the next move is to go after us. What do you think? When Soros gave $1 billion of his stolen money, most of it's stolen, they admit that, from currency speculation, insider trading, to overthrow Ukraine a few years ago, he bragged about it. He matched basically the State Department money. Now he's put $18 billion in to overthrow the U.S. But Hillary had almost $3 billion. It couldn't beat Trump. Once we're aware of him, it's game over. But Leanne wanted to get into this, and I wanted to have her on about it. This is out of the Washington Examiner, FEC, Federal Election Commission. She called for me to be arrested a few months ago, and Drudge, who tried to muzzle Drudge, now on payroll, on Soros' payroll. The former chairwoman of the Federal Elections Commission, who famously eyed regulating the political conservative outlets like Drudge Report, she mentioned Drudge and me specifically, had joined an advocacy group funded by Soros and run by his son. So he was in the WikiLeaks saying, we want to have the UN take over the internet, we want to muzzle the Tea Party and the Nationalist and Alex Jones. So they want to muzzle us so we don't show you the Aleister Crowley rituals and the pedophile garbage and all of it. So when you understand that spreading our links, spreading our articles, praying for us, financially supporting us, is key. It's absolutely key. We are the tip of the spear. I'm so deep into this, I'm not complaining like, I'm the tip of the spear, please support us. I'm Mach 500 hair on fire. I'm going in like a precision-guided munition against the globalists. But when you pray for us, fund us, and spread the articles, our payload gets bigger and bigger as we go in for main impact. Everything we've done so far is punching a hole through their defenses. Now we got the all-seeing eye targeted. We're ready to go. We don't intend to probably make it out of this. At least I don't. I don't want to, but I'm ready to go. I'm fully committed. I don't want to die, but I'm committed. Kamikaze, baby. I'm going in, through, and beyond. And I'm just trusting in God. And I'm not even asking God to protect me. Just whatever God's will is, just do it. I want to fight these people because my soul is against the enemy, not because I'm a hero. When you realize you're facing satanic, child kidnapping, pedophile armies who literally want to enslave humanity, you realize there's nothing left but to resist. And as we begin to resist, we see the tide begin to turn. We have the power. Leanne McAdoo, great to have you here with us. You wanted to get into this. It's just sensational how Soros is literally like the devil. Every time we turn over a rock, it's him behind it. This man who said in the 90s that he believed he was Christ, that he believed he was the messianic world leader, he isn't what he thought he'd be. But let me tell you, he's as close to the devil as I've ever seen. Go ahead.
Well, think about it. I mean, we all can take one look at him and see he doesn't have much longer, but he's got his son now running his advocacy groups. So it's not as if everything that he's built up, this empire, all the little chess pieces that he's positioned on the board, it's not as if those are just going to be wiped away when he is dead and gone. His son's following in his footsteps, and they've got this advocacy group, New America, where they are propping up the change makers, who, of course, are the people who are going to go and change the United States into a more progressive socialist country. And so this woman, Ann Ravel, she's the former Democratic chair of the FEC. She's been very outspoken, calling for internet regulation, specifically targeting sites like the Drudge Report, InfoWars. They're even coming after Facebook, who was on their team, but apparently they weren't able
to regulate. Well, that's their political cover.
Facebook,
like, you're not doing enough, Facebook. Yeah.
Right. When he's caught on a hot mic saying, yes, I'll do everything I can to help you with the German leader there.
Bring in more Muslims. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll help you. We'll control what's going on.
And
on
now
Facebook.
They want us to face libel suits, the good thing is they're slapped back in most states. This is all just intimidation.
Well, the thing is that there are a lot of Democrats that are really pushing for internet regulations because they're just pushing that conspiracy theory that it was Facebook and these political ads, $100,000, mind you, that were bought in political ads from foreign governments to target Hillary Clinton. They're putting out this conspiracy theory that was what was able to stop the $1.4 billion at least that was behind the Hillary Clinton campaign. Really?
Well, I was about to say 1.4 million registered, but you add all the PACs together, it's like 2.8.
Yeah. I mean, it's a ridiculous amount of money, the most anyone has ever spent, and she still lost. And it's like you said in the last segment, it's because the truth is on our side. And they realize that's not working anymore, and how powerful the Drudge Report, how much of an effect of the Drudge Report, InfoWars, all these sites, people were sharing our articles like wildfire. And it's successful because the truth is on our side. And so they have got to do everything to shut that down. They see, wow, we had all this power behind Hillary Clinton, and that still wasn't enough. Now we just got to shut them down. So Ann Ravel, she was there formerly sitting as the chair on the FEC, thank God. But she's not done. So here she is working with one of George Soros's advocacy groups. She also lectures at Berkeley Law. Big surprise there. But she is now putting out this new proposal to regulate the internet even further. And what this, let me pull it up. It is called Fool Me Once. The case for government regulation of fake news.
They define what's fake. That means regulating free speech. That means the case for Soviet style or Chinese communist style is censorship.
Exactly. They want to intimidate the American people from sharing or retweeting articles. So what they're going to do is
potentially... And this is the woman that literally wanted me and Drudge criminally investigated.
Absolutely. And so now what they're going to do, since they can't come after you because your platform is too big and it'll just be too much of a red flag, people will say, whoa, it's, you know, the stuff has really hit the fan now. Now they're going to go directly target any Americans who might want to share something off of Facebook or Twitter. And so what it'll do, it's going to pop up kind of a warning before you hit that tweet button. And it'll say, hey, here are the libel laws in your state. If you send that, you know, you could get sued. Are you sure this is true? Are you sure you want to send
this? Which is under the Constitution, a chilling effect, a prior restraint, a civil rights violation, exactly like telling black folks, you know, in the 1930s, you better not try to show up to vote. Somebody might shoot you with a shotgun. You might lose your job. You might get sued. You just stay right there in your place and you shut up while we force feed you and you turn your kids over to us. Leanne McAdoo is on fire, ladies and gentlemen. America and the world is on fire. The globalists have awoken the sleeping giant, and now there's full panic in their eyes as they realize we're never going to give in. We're never going to give up. We're never going to back down. We're going to ram heads with them. From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this again. You have the internal Google videos Project Veritas got where they said shut down InfoWars. That's an example of what we're mission to do. You've got Soros documents. You've got Soros buying off the government officials, publicly running giant operations against the country. They've stolen the nation. They're parlaying it into global domination. They want a demoralized, ignorant, basically Satan-infested population that'll roll over to anything because immoral people can't be conquered. And they're out to get us. But it's very exciting to engage these people and suddenly see them try to suppress the economy. It comes back. Try to suppress the pedophile networks. It totally gets exposed. Try to have all these articles out going, Jones claims Trump's rounding up pedophiles and there's record bust, but it's not true. Then you go to the FBI numbers. It's just off the chart. They show you who they are. I mean, they're telling major publications. There's probably been 10 articles the last month I've seen going, Alex Jones, let's fact check him. There's not a roundup of pedophiles happening. They're like implying it doesn't exist. And then you've got the former Democrat head of the Federal Election Commission saying, I think when Drudge and InfoWars and Breitbart, those are the three groups, when they say things political, it's money. It's illegal. It's like giving money to a campaign. I want them shut up. They're really Russian agents. I want a criminal investigation. Hey, dum-dum, they already had one earlier this year. It was in congressional hearings. They had the FBI looking at it. There's zero witch. You know it's Hillary and her husband that got caught when she was Secretary of State in secret meetings with Clinton. That's now mainstream news. That's on newswars.com. Clinton Foundation did not report Russian Uranium 1 payments. It goes on and on. Everything they said that Trump and I and Matt Drudge and Roger Stone did was what they were doing. We were the ones pointing it out first. So they just went, no, you're the Russians. You're the Russians. You're the Russians. You're, you know, like in Finding Nemo, the seagulls go, mine, 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 mine. Well, this is the opposite. This is where they just say, Russia, 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 Russia. And of course, all these governments are trying to get advantages over others. I'm not enemies with the Russians, but they're trying to, you know, get better deals and get uranium and get better weapons. It's the communist Chinese that are really in our business. But yes, it's true on their side. So we're going back to Leanne McAdoo to continue to break this down here in a moment. But first, we've got the very best water filtration systems, the very best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the great Molon Labe and CNN is fake news shirts. When you wear a InfoWars shirt, you'll get your dinner bought for you in a lot of places, or you know, your drinks bought for you, or you'll meet like-minded people and be able to network. Now, in globalist anti-freedom cult areas like downtown Austin or areas of Seattle, which have got a lot of great people as well, you might get hit in the head. So, but wear these out in public, InfoWars.com shirts. We've got hundreds of great shirts, women's apparel. We got Made in America if you like it. We also have Made Overseas if you like it. We've got great new InfoWars ball caps that are awesome, made by Richardson that are in. So much. And when you purchase it, well, then you get to be part of the community out there in the community, meeting like-minded people and know you're supporting the broadcast. BrainForce Plus is going to have to end this weekend. The incredible nootropic, similar brands are $60 to $70. It's always a good deal at $39. It's $19.95, 50% off right now. That's about to end. The Super Combo Survival Shield X2, Nation Iodine, read about how amazing that is. And BioTrue Selenium, they go together, 40% off. And so much more. Like Anthroplex, 50% off for males and females. It says for men on the bottle, but libido, stamina, energy for me and other women that take it. It's basically Super Male Vitality, but a powder form. It's organic. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We also have the Made in America by the same folks that make Toms of Maine with iodine and colloidal silver in it. Super Blue toothpaste for adults and children. And we have the Super Blue mouthwash as well. With the colloidal silver and the iodine, nothing else like it. Emrex Essentials has a 10-to-1 concentrate organic mouthwash. It's excellent as well. Emrex Essentials is discounted massively, 25% off retail. It's Nature's brand, private label by us, one of the highest quality organics out there. Already 25% off what it is in stores. Sign up for auto ship on those items, those six items, toiletries, mouthwash, you name it. Additional 25% off, that is 50% off. On Emrex Essentials at InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, Leanne McAdoo, continuing here. You've got the floor in this segment, the next. This huge naked push to censor, they're doing it more and more, Google, Facebook, Twitter, but it only seems to be waking people up even faster. I mean, I don't want to be overly positive. You tell me 3 years ago, you know, in the hallway, please be more positive. It's depressing sometimes. I was just telling folks how bad it was, but we're seeing a lot of really positive things happen right now. On so many fronts.
Absolutely. I mean, even just the last guest you had, Gabe Hoffman, who gave that really moving speech directly to the Hollywood elites and everyone out there who's protecting these dark forces. It is a wake-up call, and we really are starting to see the house of cards tumble across the board. That's exciting. That's what people need to focus on. Yes, it's dark, what's being uncovered, but there's so much good. When there's light, it's shining on this darkness, it's exposing it. And we really are at the tipping point when the dark forces, they don't have anywhere else to hide. They're being called out. And when more people are able to step forward and band together, you see the power in numbers with all these women coming forward now. That's what they're so frightened of. That's why the divide and conquer is powerful in order to control people, because there is such power in numbers. So imagine now, you know, watching the clip you played with Corey Feldman when he was there on The View, and just how these women, it's hard enough for people to come forward and report sexual assault. Imagine now a guy having to step forward and talk about how rampant it is against young men. And the way they treated him there, the way he's putting his life, career, everything on the line to come out and say this, and they just treat him like, oh, come on, you know, there's lots of parents that want to get their kids in there. Like, no, yeah, what I want to say to you is there's a lot of freaking pedophilia going on. Watch your kids, protect your children. And they're just kind of poo-pooing him off. I mean, oh, that just, it outrages me.
They're all defending it like, this is a great place for kids to go. And, oh, come on. Even though they know there's been hundreds of convictions, here are these old creepy women defending it.
Right, exactly. And that's
there are
what
people
that's what
that
people
were
need
the
to
people
understand.
That did this to both me and Corey yeah. that are still working, they're still out there, and they're some of the richest, most powerful people in this business.
And they are
and they do not want me saying what I'm saying.
We're
right
gonna
now.
Go to break and come back with the rest of it, but continue, Leanne.
Right. It's just so outrageous, so disgusting. And what the people who think they're protected still because they've been protected for decades, they must really be petrified right now because the amount of disgust that people feel in their hearts right now for the enablers and the media outlets out there that have protected these people who have been raping and abusing women for decades. Imagine that amount of fire and vitriol that's going to be pointed at these people when they find out who is sexually abusing children.
And by the way, there are so many articles, Leanne, just out today with major Hollywood starlets, and it's mainly women saying, look, it's mainly men getting raped and little boys. It's bad for women, but it's mainly boys. And I had the producer, and he said it's about 80% boys and men being targeted as an act of power. But again, men see it as shameful, and men aren't supposed to come forward. They're supposed to suck it up. But we've seen a 16 times increase in the military now of men being raped and it being reported now. I mean, what is going on, Leanne?
Right. I mean, it's traumatizing. I speak from experience. It is traumatizing. And it is. It's a power thing. And if you come from a place where you don't have any power, you're feeling vulnerable, and then someone takes advantage of you like that, it's even sucks the power out of you even more so. It's traumatizing. So I can imagine how a young boy might feel. And you are powerless. Jennifer Lawrence came out and said when she had faced this abuse in the early days of her career, she didn't have the power to take down some big wig in the entertainment industry. She's just a lowly girl. No one cares about her. And that's how they treat people in these industries, music industry, politics as well, Hollywood entertainment. I mean, it's across the board. They're thrown away. Their voice doesn't matter. And it is only until many people speak out and band together that some change is going to happen.
Leanne McAdoo's our guest. And then coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in the fourth hour, we're going to have another special guest host joining us. And I'll ride shotgun a bit as well. In the War Room is coming up with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and many others. We've broken so much big news today. My head's spinning right now. I want to come back and kind of chronicle some of what's broken here on air today with Leanne. I mean, I'm proud of the crew and proud of our team.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I was never really part of Hollywood, even though they tried to get me to be in a bunch of big movies. And it was kind of like a payoff, but it really wasn't that. I mean, I can do a lot of characters and I have a lot of fun. But Rick Linkletter is a straight up good guy, doesn't like Hollywood, doesn't like to go out to Hollywood. And I used to go out to his house and play baseball with him and everything. He's got a big place out in the Piney Woods, South Austin and Bastrop, the Lost Pines area. But he was in this big article in BuzzFeed saying, yeah, Alex changed. He used to be the resistance, but now he's the establishment. If we really take the country back, then I'll stop saying we're the resistance. But let me tell you, we are the resistance. We are under total attack. Soros says we're the resistance. He says he needs to shut us down. We are the Americans taking back the country. This is an epic battle. And so now they've taken all our iconography and symbolism, and they're saying they're the resistance. All of Hollywood, the big mega banks, the foreign governments, the big telecoms, the big Silicon Valley is all censoring and saying they're going to shut down the new right. They try to label us the alt-right. I'm not a new right, alt-right. I'm a common-sense, Americanic, free market guy that is a classical liberal in the Thomas Jefferson vein that believes in everybody having a fair shake and a level playing field. Because I'm so confident, I don't need to look down on you or hold you back. I want to see competition. That's what's going to give us the scientific breakthroughs, the health breakthroughs, the energy breakthroughs. I know I'm going to die. I have a feeling like I'm part of everything. That's not grandiose. We are a species that's amazing. And I'm not going to just sit here and be a parasite on my own species. I am you. You are me. But the globalists sell that collectivism like they are the collective. when we the people are the collective, but we're individuals who make individual choices for the great mind of the collective. We are individuals, but we're also a colony organism. And we've got genetic information we pass on, genetic memories we pass on, and then there's a spirit compound within that. Everything's so more fantastic than you can imagine. And they're trying to jack into that and trying to control it. And all they're doing is activating our next level. Now, a lot of people are falling to the side and falling to the, you know, going into the screen sickness, the television sickness, as I call it. But for every person that falls psychically, and you can measure this, into a dream state, others are breaking through. It's kind of like bugs. You spray them with poison, some become immune, most die. And I just don't want to see this get really rough for most people, okay? Because once you realize there's an attack and you actually deal with it competently from a position of victory, you just get stronger. If you know of the attack but feel beaten down, you lose. But if you're unaware of the attack, you will fall. Leanne, I know I'm kind of getting metaphysical here, but the enemy knows that's what this is.
Absolutely is metaphysical. And that's why they can put so much money behind someone like Hillary Clinton and she can still fail. Because that's not what it's about anymore. The truth is becoming much more powerful than the darkness and the lies. And it doesn't matter how much programming they put out there. It doesn't matter how many times they try to pass internet regulations to stop the free flow of information. They're going to fail. We will find a way to conquer them always. And we have reached the tipping point. They know that. That's why they're so afraid. That's why they're scrambling, pumping money into these social justice warrior causes and trying to say that they're the resistance. We're on the wrong side. We're on the winning side. And that completely shocked them that, you know, we're on the winning side, that Trump got elected. Nobody saw that coming. You know, we have to forgive people and have compassion for them, truly, because they are, everyone lives in a bubble of their own making. But the left, the Democrats, they really have been living in this bubble because of the media and the news, everything. It's on their side, putting everything through the filter they like to see. So everything that disagrees with their paradigm must be fake news. That's why these new regulations that they're proposing are so dangerous, because they're the ones who get to say what's in dispute or what's fake news.
And it totally proves they're the authoritarians. Whoever calls for this is clearly the loser.
Right. And think about that. The other night when the Uranium One story broke, now obviously Peter Schweizer, who you've had on the show, he first talked about this Uranium One deal and how it implicated the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. But the latest bombshell that came out this week implicated just about everyone in the Obama administration and Robert Mueller, who's overseeing the Russia-Trump investigation. You know, total improprieties there. So this is a huge story. So I went to my mom's house. Typically, like, I go to visit my grandma. They are always watching ABC News because that's the more fair and balanced of the big three. Their top stories were a shooting in Chicago, a shooting in an office space, and then Trump's phone call with the Gold Star widow. So there was nothing, and still has been absolutely nothing, on the biggest story about Russia to come out in the last year that's actual, true, factual documentation with government documents, government sources, government witnesses, and total silence. So just taking a huge bombshell story like that, imagine that, is now something labeled in dispute that no one is allowed to now share on their social media because it hasn't been vetted by CNN or by ABC.
Yeah,
or
Soros hasn't authorized you to see congressional hearings with FBI informants and all the evidence that the Clintons met secretly when she was State Department head. They got uranium money, even though it was under criminal investigation. Total proof that everything they said Trump was doing, they'd done. Which is their tactic, which is what Podesta knew they had to do early on during the campaign. And I want to be clear, even if Trump isn't perfect, and I'm not saying anybody is, the referendum against the establishment, when the whole media, the money was all against him, showed we're going against him. And so far on the economy and so many issues, he has delivered as best in his own, you know, kind of conservative, libertarian, populist way. He's 71 years old, you know, it is kind of old-fashioned New York stuff. He really believes he's doing good. And it's that spirit they hate of him actually being president and these offshore elites not having full control. And they get more horrified by the minute as the stock market and the economy begins to come back. They just get more and more desperate. They don't understand. He's only a manifestation. He's only a surfer on the wave. Bigger waves are coming in, sweethearts. Don't you understand? You cannot stop the signal.
Right. And they're not going to be able to stop this wave of information, this Russia scandal. You're going to see that the whole Russia stuff is just going to kind of slip into the darkness. They're just going to let it slowly die out. It's going to be a non-story. There's been nothing on it on the networks because it continues to come back around and implicate the Democrats and the Obama administration, not the guy they thought it was going to implicate, President Trump. So they're just going to let that story die out. No one's ever going to get any answers. And that's what's so frustrating to me is that what you see, the only things that they're promoting on the big networks are these stories that continue to create the division in this country, that continue to cause the infighting between family members.
Because that's because we have elite offshore megabanks, WikiLeaks says it, creating culture war between men, women, black, white, all of it, as an admitted cold-blooded plan. Doesn't mean there aren't real differences and real problems. The point is an outside global force is manipulating it. That is a fact. And when you buy into it, you're a chump. It doesn't mean you don't still respond, you know, to TV programs saying whites are inherently evil and point out that's not true, or, you know, families are bad. You still point it out, but the average dupe picked up in it going along with it is not your enemy. They just believe mainstream media is still king. And so many of the old folks still on Capitol Hill, they still believe mainstream media is king. They still believe that's the gold standard. They don't understand with most young people and middle-aged and old folks that are awake that it is the standard of Pravda. Just like in 1985, if something was in Pravda, you didn't believe it. Well, now we've got the new Pravda, and that's our mainstream media that is a husk of itself, and there's no putting the Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Absolutely. There really isn't. And now that we're starting to see, like you said, the dam, it's got so many holes in it, they're not able to plug it up anymore. It is going to break if it hasn't already just begin to totally crack and about to flood the world with the truth. The light is finally breaking through. People are sick of this. And all of these entities that have been covering for people like Harvey Weinstein, I mean, think about that, Alex. They were ready to take him down back in 2004. But then they stopped. The feds are ready to had a sting operation on him, ready to take him down in 2015. But they let him go on to assault women, abuse women for two more years. Why?
Because he goes to both Democrat administrations, Obama and Clinton, and watches movies and gets on the pedophile express plane, reportedly.
And he's the biggest Democratic donor. He's the one that's able to get all the A-list celebrities to come and donate to Hillary Clinton's campaign. He's throwing
he's
her
fundraiser. He's the brothel manager of the men, women, and children that the pervs want.
Right. And so just imagine, that's why you see these outlets now calling out the pedophile as the next big shoe to drop there in Hollywood, because they know they're not going to cover this up anymore because people are going to call them out on their complicity. They're complicit in this.
Incredible job, Leanne McAdoo. We really appreciate your work. I've got several other news issues I want to hit with you when we come back. Then I'm going to play these key Putin clips in the fourth hour with Jack Posobiec coming up. So please spread the links to Infowars.com and Newswars.com and get the free documentary, An Open Secret, at Infowars.com. It's posted right now exclusively for you folks to help the children.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I hate to say we told you so, but we've got to do that because they're always saying we're fake news because we're the opposite. They've got to build straw men, make up things we didn't say, take them out of context. But it's not working. And now Evan Rachel Wood, big Hollywood star, has come out and said Hollywood's pedophilia addiction is the next dam to break. Well, it's already breaking. Just as we told you months ago, it was coming. This is a death battle, a total war. Leanne McAdoo, what would you call this period of history we're in right now? Because we do this so much. Our nose is so close to the grindstone. I just want listeners to understand, because of them and everybody together, good against evil, we are having epic victories. There's also bad stuff happening, but we really should be celebrating the victories we're having, and they've been at a high cost because, you know, the tide is turning, Leanne.
It really is. And that's what I think is difficult for people. What we really have to struggle to do is focus on those victories and focus on the fact you want to get caught up in the fact that the news is still denying the Uranium One story. They're still hiding these sexual predators in Hollywood, but you can't. You got to focus on the victories. Focus on the fact that Harvey Weinstein, he's just their first.
And that you're able to spread the news and you're able to gather the news yourself. You are the resistance. You are the victory.
We are alive at such a great time right now where we really can play a major role in shifting the consciousness on this planet. I think it's already begun. Even just realizing that this, all these sexual predatory nature there, that these women with the whole Me Too campaign, a lot of people are seeing that it's every woman, most women, I won't say everyone, but it's very prevalent. It's not a partisan issue. It's everywhere. And I think that that's really helping to shift the consciousness of, you know, quality men out there who are starting to say, yeah, you know, this is something, and we're not going to be complicit in allowing women to continue to be treated like this. Now let's do something about the children that we've been ignoring for quite some time. I mean, what kind of a sick person, you know, I don't want to get back into those Podesta emails, but I mean, what kind of a sick person is thinking, yeah, I want to go to an adult party with kids around? I mean, that's the last thing.
Well, we're
going to
have kids in the hot tub for your entertainment, you know. These kids know what to do, but, you know, they can still be kids. The kids know what to do. And $64,000 in succulent hot dogs?
Yeah. I mean, it's just something's fishy in Denmark, I think the saying is. And they're, you know, it's
Well, look at who Podesta says his number one enemies are. It's InfoWars. He's literally obsessed with InfoWars and trying to shut us down. I wonder why.
Right. People who allow someone to come on and speak their mind. We don't edit the interviews. Well, yeah, we might put out some highlight clips, but then we'll put the entire interview out in full so people know that we're not taking them out of context or feeding them lines or telling them what to say. I mean,
well,
that's
plus,
a frightening thing in this day and age.
90% of what we do, Leanne's live.
Exactly. Teleprompter free. So that's frightening to them, that they can see people are just speaking from the heart and speaking truthfully and not being fed these lines. That's what I think when I look at the news anchor on the ABC Nightly News. I mean, he seems like a great guy. I wonder what if he truly is in such a bubble that he doesn't realize that he's not giving
they're
his
shellfish,
audience
the even if they're not evil. They're just so selfish on their own little career and becoming, you know, the head guy and keeping that position. Mm-hmm. That they're just thinking about themselves, because people have been taught, think about yourself, you get ahead. Not at the end of a whole time period, not at a new turning. This is the time where you won't have to wait till you die to be punished. If you choose wrong during this great turning that's happening, you're going to get punished in this life as well.
Right. And that's something that I've been just kind of thinking about a lot lately. A lot of these powerful people truly believe that, well, first of all, I'm sure they don't believe in God. So they don't believe in heaven or hell. They think, you know what, whatever. Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll deal with it in the afterlife. They're getting theirs right now. And they are going to have to deal with the consequences of all the evil that they have done. It's exciting.
By the way, I hadn't even seen that newest Podesta email saying, see me eat crab. See what he's obsessed with? Boy, I tell you, what a nasty, nasty person. And then what is he claiming I'm eating crow on? I tell you what, it's simply amazing. All right, thank you, Leanne. We're coming up with the Putin news.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Jack Posobiec of Naval Intelligence and one of the biggest Trump groups in the country, great investigative journalist, is going to be taking over. But right now, I wanted to finish up with some of the biggest news of the day. Vladimir Putin is known for having these 3, 4, 5, 6 hour pressers where they let the entire international press in, including people like Megyn Kelly, people that are adversarial, to ask him questions, and he gives long-form, complex answers. And his latest breakdown yesterday was particularly informative. Putin, Hillary behind Russian collusion, hysteria, and elites disrespect voters. That's a Kit Daniels article. Here's another one. Putin vows to respond immediately and systematically if U.S. leaves Cold War nuke treaty. So let's go ahead and play some of these clips so we can get the perspective from Russia. That doesn't mean we're on the Russian payroll. It means we're getting Russia's perspective, which the globalists don't want us to have. But it's more important than that. Putin met secretly with Bill Clinton and Hillary. He did the Uranium One deal that got him a third of the U.S. uranium, a good move for Russia. Very treasonous, though, by the Clintons. So Putin knows a lot, and there's been quite a bit of talk about information coming out soon about the Clintons and who was really working with the Russians and anybody else that would pay him. That's why they were so desperate to go after Trump and his supporters, saying we were Russian agents with no proof, because that's how you change the subject if you're John Podesta and his brother getting money from the Russians, Uranium One. So who's eating the old you-know-what now, Mr. Podesta? Let's go ahead here and get to this clip. Putin, Hillary behind Russia collusion hysteria, and elites disrespect Trump voters. Oh, yeah, they hate Trump because they hate you, flyover country.
First of all, for the critical things and critical things that I've mentioned, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that in the United States, you, of course, you know this, there is an unprecedented anti-Russian campaign being waged in the United States from the outgoing administration of Mr. Obama, and now it's not over still. Why are you surprised with my critical attitude towards previous and today's administration? I just don't understand this, because the U.S. has this unprecedented Russian campaign, which has not been provoked by anything. Someone has lost the elections to Mr. Trump, and Russia was blamed for this. And then they unfold this anti-Russian hysteria. Any issue, any failure is linked with Russia. Isn't it true? Yes, this is how it is. On any issue, you can find Russian meddling, and they find this meddling.
Now let's go to the next clip where he goes more into this. Russian president believes Trump supporters deserve more respect. Well, no. They're all deplorables. They're all racist. They're all KKK. Think about how weaponized that lie is. In fact, even Bloomberg had to admit, if he did a breakdown of who put Trump over the top, it was the very same voting bloc that voted for Obama. We just want change. We want prosperity. We want unity. And that's what Trump's really been calling for. But first, we've got to admit we've got a country, if that's going to be the case. Because the globalists want to say, oh, no, surrender. Get rid of the idea of sovereignty or you even having jobs. Give in to our political correctness, and then we'll let you have a future. So here it is. Russia president believes Trump supporters deserve more respect.
Among all the major powers, Russia, United States, China, India, Japan, or Germany, or Great Britain, almost every major power has a competent and capable leaders like yourself, except the number one power, United States. We happen to have a president, unfortunately, that needs to be managed, although it remains to be seen if he's manageable or not. And you have been very successful
as a senior. So you got this journalist from some state-run outfit, I guess in China, coming up saying we need Trump to be managed. Oh, you're a great leader, Putin, but you know Trump needs to be managed. And then this is how Putin responds, saying you need to respect the voters of the United States. Wow. No wonder our media doesn't play clips of what Putin actually says. Here it is.
As a senior president, if you're asked to give advice to Mr. Donald Trump how to be a good president, a president make a positive contribution to this transition.
Oh, tell Trump how to be good.
What are you going to say to him? Thank you.
How condescending.
Well, I think that your question is incorrect and maybe even impolite, because Mr. Trump was elected by American people. And this is why we have to pay respect towards him, even if we are not agree with some of his positions or views. Inside the country, he's not being respected. This is sad. This is a negative component of American political system. We can argue, but we have to pay respect, even not towards him personally, but towards the people who voted for him. That's the first thing. And the second thing, I've already mentioned this, and I think that the U.S. president doesn't need any advice at all, because in order to be elected, even without, for example, an administrative experience, one should possess a talent and to go through all these ordeals, and he has done this, and he has won. He has done this honestly.
Then he goes on to the final clip I'm going to play, and then Pasubic's coming up. Trump is unpredictable because inside the U.S., he's unable to implement any of his plans. That's partially true, but just cutting regulations and just calling for tax cuts has brought many of the markets and jobs back. Failure on tax cuts really could tank the markets, New York Post reports. Trump tax cuts gains momentum as Rand Paul goes all in. Top Republicans are trying to block that, basically, and only have modest cuts. They know what they're doing. They want a consolidated control. But again, remember, everything you heard about Trump has now been put back on the other foot with the Democrats, and there's a media blockade on this, a controlled corporate media, but they can't hold it very long because we're the real media. You're the real media. You have a voice. You have an email. You have a telephone. You have a Facebook. You have a Twitter. You can visit InfoWars. You can call C-SPAN. You can't be stopped, and you're not being stopped. So you're winning. To the point they have to admit they openly want to censor us now. Putin, Trump is unpredictable. Here it is.
In last October, you were speaking about the prospects of presidential candidate Donald Trump. You said that you'll be ready to work with any American president, and you don't know what kind of president Mr. Trump would be. And now we have the impression that Trump is so unpredictable, and it seems that with Hillary Clinton, you could have had more clear interaction. What's your opinion on this? Well, do you know how we say, if you think something, you have to put a cross on yourself. Well, this just seems. You better think twice. We don't know what would be the reality, you know? As for the president of the United States, Donald Trump, I can repeat what I've mentioned 1 year ago. I said that we will be working, and now I said that we are working with the president elect by the people of the United States. He's unpredictable because there is a great... Because inside of the country, he is not able to implement any of his plans. For example, in the healthcare, there's a great resistance towards his activity. For example, he adopts a decision about migrants, and then the court blocks his decision, and it happens all the time. So we cannot say that he is unpredictable only because of himself. It will be incorrect. It happens because of the American political system. We'll be working
That's good. There's more clips up on newswars.com and prisonplanet.com, a lot of other breaking news and analysis coming up with Jack Posobiec on the other side of this break. But understand the key to this. They have been able to manipulate Trump into being hardline on Russia for no reason when we should be aligned and allied with Russia on so many issues as a Christian nation reforming itself. We need to be reformed as well. But by hyping all the fake Russia stuff, he's been bullied into going along with all this. Once we expose and annihilate the Clintons and the globalists for their crimes with the Chinese, the Russians, everybody else, then we can move forward with the next big human century of exploration and expansion. And, you know, the real pragmatist pro-human views of Trump and the resistance that we the people represent, not just here, but globally. We'll be back on the other side. Jack Posobiec straight ahead. Please spread the live video links where you're watching us right now to everyone you know, because you are the resistance. You are the power.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Empire is on the run, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Posobiec, your host, coming in here for the fourth hour, filling in, filling your minds full of the truth, trying to push back on the lies of the mainstream media and the false narratives and disinformation that they perpetuate. So this week, we've been talking so much, and Washington, D.C., internally, if not externally, is talking and reeling about the fact that the FBI actually investigated the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation for their ties, $145 million payment from Russian oligarchs to the from Putin to the Clintons. Now with the new news that's coming out, and it's incredible because it's probably the buried lead of the century. Buried lead means when there's a subject, a title on an article. You see the headline there. It says Bill Clinton sought State Department's permission to meet with Russian nuclear official. So you read that headline, you say, oh, okay, that's interesting. He sought the State Department's permission. But if you scroll way, way down into the article, and Alex has been hitting this up so much today, we actually find that Bill Clinton, instead of meeting with the nuclear officials, had a secret meeting with Vladimir Putin at his private home, his dacha out there in Russia. So instead of this innocuous headline that says, oh, he sought permission to meet with some officials, the headline didn't happen. Actually, he met with Vladimir Putin prior to the payment, $145 million. So that is the sort of thing that we have to do here on the show, is explain to people that the headline and the content frequently do not match when you are reading mainstream media articles. It is a dissection of these media articles that we have to do. Now, Newsweek, I was very surprised that they actually allowed this headline to run, but it did come out earlier this morning that Newsweek did put up the headline that Bill Clinton met with Putin during this uranium deal, similar to how he met with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac. I'm sure that he and Putin simply talked about grandchildren and yoga planning, like yoga and wedding planning, like in Hillary's emails, right? So after a year and a half of supposed investigation into Donald Trump and his ties to Putin, we actually find that it's already been known all along that Bill Clinton met with Vladimir Putin and this money came out. So one thing that I wanted to do today is backtrack a little bit and cover some ground that we've already covered before and that InfoWars has done such a great job of covering in the past, but go back and look at it, break down this Uranium-1 deal a little bit more in light of this new information that they were under FBI investigation seemingly the entire time. Now, I want to go back to the Panama Papers. The Panama Papers were released early 2016. It was a leak of massive funding, secret accounts in the Cayman Islands held by the elites. And through those, we found connections from John and Tony Podesta. Yes, the Podesta Group taking money directly from Sberbank. Now, Sberbank is Russia's largest bank. It is very much tied to the Russian state. And in many cases, they have been alleged, and in many cases, they've been tied to Russian intelligence, specifically the SVR, which is essentially Russia's version of the CIA. Sberbank has been noted as a potential front group for SVR operations with their branches throughout the world. So where we see a branch of Sberbank, people allege that it may also be a front organization for the SVR to run operations out of, clandestine operations to collect intelligence. And we know that Russian intelligence is operating throughout the West, much the same way that American intelligence is operating in Russia and many other places. So the money that they took at the Podesta Group while this uranium deal was going on. Now, of course, John Podesta, an advisor to President Obama and the chairman of the Hillary Clinton campaign, the highest levels of the Clinton organization and the Democrat Party are taking millions of dollars from the Russians. They're tied to these Russian intelligence. And actually, Sberbank or SVR, if you go back a little bit into their history, you can actually find accusations of the funding of terrorist acts and false flags by Ukraine in the run-up to the Ukraine invasion in 2014, the Crimea invasion. The Russians are known for being people who potentially invented the entire concept of false flag attacks during the Tsarist days. Essentially, they would commit an attack and they would then blame it on somebody else. In the run-up to the Ukraine invasion, there were bombings at Sberbank branches that were located in Ukraine, Ukraine alleges that those bombings were conducted by Russian intelligence on their own bank branches to create a situation of panic and provocation, or provotnitskaya, as the Russians describe it, in order to have a pretext to go into what was in what was then Ukraine. So this is the type of organization that the Podestas were happy to work with, that the Clintons were happy to take $145 million from in a greater, larger sense. And Bill Clinton, of course, himself took $500,000 from. Now, none of what I'm reporting is breaking news, because this has all been out for months. However, the mainstream media isn't going to give you this story. That's why you've got to come to independent media. That's why you've got to come to alternate sources, meet alternate media other than the mainstream, to get this truth out. And that is why I wanted to point you guys to the InfoWars store. InfoWarsStore.com is where you can find it. There are so many specials that are up right there. And now InfoWars, it's completely user-funded. So if you guys want to hear this story, if you want to hear this analysis, which you're not going to get anywhere else, the way to support it, to support that InfoWar, is to go to InfoWars store. And the great thing about it is there are so many deals right now on the store. Currently, Anthroplex, 50% off. Now, that is the Vitality supplement, unique formula, all natural ingredients. It's an alternative supplement to Supermale Vitality, if folks know what that is. Hundreds of info warriors, so many patriots, they've gone on, they've gotten an Anthroplex, the five-star review. It is a male vitality booster. It's a twice daily pill. It helps to boost that male vitality. It is extremely popular. And for right now, it's up for 50% off. Also 50% off, it's the caveman chocolate flavor. The other flavors are in there. That is a huge mix of the bone broth, the turmeric root, the chaga mushroom, bee pollen, all of these supplements. That is where you can go. It's the InfoWar store, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com. Support the InfoWar. Allow us to keep bringing this truth to you. Allow us to keep responding to these attacks by the mainstream media on the Trump movement, on the president, and on freedom and liberty in our country and around the world. Stick back, Jack Posobiec. I'm going to break down some more of this as we continue the fourth hour.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, Jack Posobiec, live from Washington, D.C., breaking it all down for you, breaking down these stories, doing the work that the mainstream media apparently just isn't going to do anymore. But don't worry and never fear, because strap yourselves in, put on your seatbelts, because we are going to do that work. We're going to break it all down. We're going to explain to you the truth behind the headlines, and we are going to explain the truth of the actual Russia collusion, not between Donald Trump. The Kremlin did not hack the election to change the vote totals in the machines and trick people into going out into Trump rallies. No, that was a groundswell of support of Trump voters and Trump enthusiasts who wanted to take back their country, to reject the globalist policies of Barack Obama and George W. Bush, to get off of that road to serfdom to an international system and actually regain the sovereignty of the United States, be able to make decisions for ourselves, be able to help the working men and women of this country to retain our liberties, to retain our civil rights, and to maintain our American way of life. That is why Donald Trump won the election. It's simple. It's been stated a million times, but the mainstream media refuses to believe it. Hillary Clinton refuses to believe it, as evidenced again and again and again in her endless stream of interviews and walks in the woods that she seems to keep having with herself, where she always seems to be found by someone where they can take a picture of her. So funny how that works. She's able to find out all these people in the woods. But what it really comes down to is, for some reason, the mainstream media cares more about someone in Russia playing Pokemon Go with a couple of internet accounts rather than millions of dollars and uranium, a key component in any nuclear program, being funneled through the Clintons, money going to the Clinton Foundation, and these uranium deals going from the United States to Russia. Keep in mind that the United States used to make huge decisions and actually spend so many man hours of our intelligence community tracking what was going on with any nuclear related substance, any nuclear related material. But in this case, the uranium, it seems to have gone completely unnoticed by most of the mainstream media. So what we're going to have to do now is retread a little bit of ground, and we're going to go back to 2012. When John Podesta's brother, Tony Podesta, bagged $180,000 from Putin's uranium company. So three times this organization, known as the Podesta Group, was reached. They are a lobbying firm here in Washington, D.C. They were, and this actually has, to their credit, was reported at least once in the New York Times. It was then subsequently dropped, apparently, as a line of inquiry. They were retained three times by the Uranium One company, which was purchased by Russia, to work on their behalf in terms of this deal. So how was it? Who was it that suggested that the Podesta brothers be the ones who work with the Russian uranium company? Who was it that set up that deal? And more importantly, why was it? These are the basic, simple questions that any investigative journalist or any starting out intelligence officer, entry-level intelligence analyst is taught. Ask the who, what, where, when, and why, right? The five W's and then how of any situation. And key in terms of all of this is follow the rubles. When it comes to Russia, you've got to follow the rubles, right? So we're following the rubles as they trickle out, or in this case, spill out of Moscow directly into the pocket of the Clinton Foundation. And in this case, Tony Podesta, the brother of John Podesta, the chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign. And we are not talking about something that happened decades ago. We're not talking about something that happened many, many years ago. 2012, 2014 and 2015, while the Clintons were getting ready for the election campaign in 2016, they were accepting money from the Russians, the exact same lobbying firm. Now, this was mentioned in Peter Schweiker's meticulously drawn out book, Clinton Cash. This was mentioned by the New York Times at least once, that Vladimir Putin was attempting to control much of the United States uranium supply and much of the United States uranium supply chain. He was able to do so through a series of influences, a series of deals that were connected throughout while the Obama administration was in power, while Eric Holder and then Loretta Lynch had them under different levels of investigation. But apparently, as usual, when the Clintons are under investigation, no evidence of wrongdoing is found. No evidence that she had any part in any of this was really coming down. So here's an article we've got up from Forbes. Is Russiagate really Hillarygate? And again, this was published back in June in 2017. Why will the mainstream media pay so much attention to a Facebook group that has been tied to Russia, or one singular Twitter account which was tied to Russia, right? They'll pay so much attention to that, but there's $145 million in terms of funding that they refuse to pay attention to, that they refuse to give much ink to. They would paper this over as saying, oh, well, Hillary Clinton didn't have much to do with it. Or she says she wasn't involved, so therefore she wasn't involved. And bear this in mind. Many people on the left, and I've talked to people here in Washington, D.C., I've talked to my sources, and I do have sources in the Democrat Party. In fact, I have people that I talk to on a regular basis in the Democrat Party and on the left, because you need to be able to do that to understand what these people are up to and what these people are doing. So when I have these conversations, I'll ask them, I say, guys, what do you think about this? Does this really make sense? Do you see there being any political risk, any political footfalls here for the Democrat Party writ large based on what the Clintons were up to? And they say, they'll say this, well, look, Jack, that was just the Clintons. And if the Clintons were involved in it, at least they're not running anymore for office. At least not, they're not out there. We're done with them. We don't want anything to do with them. Well, that's just not true. Because Barack Obama was president, Loretta Lynch was attorney general, Eric Holder prior to her. These are people that were at the absolute heart of the Democrat Party. These are people who are still rolled out. Barack Obama, Joe Biden are brought out for endorsements. They're brought out for speeches. They're brought out for all sorts of speaking out on Trump every time they want to. They are the de facto heads of the Democrat Party, chairman emeritus, if you will, as a former president. So this is completely tied to the Democrat Party writ large until they start to bring this out, until they call for hearings. And if they're going to be intellectually honest, if they're going to be politically astute, then all of the same accusations that they've made against Donald Trump and they've made against Trump supporters, Adam Schiff has been at the head of so much of this, the House Intelligence Committee. Why is he not calling for hearings on Uranium One? Why is he not bringing the Podesta brothers to testify before the committee to give the public a direct record? Why are they letting Fusion GPS get away with not providing any information whatsoever on their involvement with the Democrats, their involvement with the DNC, the hacking which they covered up, which there may have not been any hacking whatsoever? This is where the Democrats fall into a political footfall, because they've set up a Russia trap for themselves, one that I would suspect Russian intelligence possibly laid for them. That is the state of play today in Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll have the last segment in the final hour coming up. Jack Posobiec breaking it all down here live in Washington, D.C. There's so much that's going on this week. There's so much, even as we go into the weekend. You can't even take a day off because you don't know what the headlines are going to say. Stick around. We will be right back. And I want to share some very interesting news from Poland, of all places. Stick it right here. Welcome back here, leading the charge from the front of the info war for the next segment. It's Jack Posobiec live from Washington, D.C. Make sure to stay tuned. Just after this, we'll have War Room hosted by the great Owen Schroyer, who I believe has Roger Stone on to break down some massive news that's coming out. They have a big exclusive from the president regarding the JFK documents. I hope they get into that. I know I'm going to be watching. Make sure that you guys are watching as well on War Room. Before we get into what I want to break down for this last segment, I want to direct you guys to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you go there, guys, there's so much stuff. If it's your first time, it may seem intimidating, but don't worry, because there's so much that's on sale. You can get it one time. You can try it. If you don't like it, you don't have to buy any more. But if you do like it, you can go on. There's actually options on all of the InfoWars products for a almost like a subscription, a monthly recurring shipment will come to you. So many sales right now. The BioTrue Selenium is currently on sale. This is the X2. Now, what you're getting with the BioTrue, it's absolutely essential. Iodine and absolutely essential, excuse me, the nascent iodine and BioTrue Selenium. It's the combo that's on sale right now. Massive price cut. It's down to $38.94. That is such a steal. Now, guys, iodine, this has been proven, right? They actually went and tested all of the products on the InfoWars store. The left-wing media went for this, and they came back and said, well, actually, yes, everything they say is completely accurate. They do not make any false statements about this stuff. Even the CDC states that iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. And so if you're going to go there, you're going to find that there are products that, you know what, they're priced competitively for the market, typically less that you're going to get from the market, and you're going to get a great deal, and you're going to get stuff that you need for your health. The other thing I wanted to mention, the Secret 12 that is currently on sale right now, it's coming down 40% off of retail. That's your vitamin B12. This has been taken out of so much food. This is usually included with protein that's found in meat, the protein that's found in natural foods. It's taken out so many times by GMOs. Now you can come in, you can have this dietary supplement. It's so healthy. Just for this week, it's 40% off. It's down to $23.97, and that is quite the steal for this. It's completely streamlined. You're not getting any of these extras. You're not getting all of this other stuff that most companies dump in there along with it. It is the extract of vitamin B12. It's the essentials. It's what you need, and it really, really helps for your diet. So I encourage you very much to go to the InfoWars store, folks. Support the InfoWars. Support what we're doing here, and allow this show to keep going. Now, I want to turn to Europe, because there's actually a huge report out of Hungary this week, and we know that Hungary and Poland have really been the focus of what George Soros and many of the globalists and the EU have been pushing against. And this is a huge statement. Hungary fears Soros' influence in their election after Soros injected $18 billion, $18 billion into his open source, open border, it's called the Open Society Foundation. This organization, there is a member of parliament. Now, this is not just an activist. This is not someone who is, you know, saying this on a blog somewhere. This is actually a member of parliament in Hungary. It's Van Hollick. Fears that Soros is going to be using his foundation to tear down the ruling party in Hungary, Viktor Orban, to tear down his party, to tear down the border fence that they did set up around Hungary, and to implement the Soros plan, which they have actually dubbed, and this is a quote from them, the satanic Soros plan to flood Hungary and Europe with 1 million third world migrants annually. This is coming out of the Hungarian Times. This is what members of parliament in Hungary are saying. This is what Soros's plan is, the satanic Soros plan for Europe. Now, we know that Soros has been involved in elections and other operations, funding Antifa, funding the resistance here in the United States. They are going absolutely political in Europe. They are going for this. And Soros specifically has stated on numerous occasions that national borders are the obstacle. It's kind of an oxymoron, because obviously a border should be an obstacle. That's actually the definition of the word, Mr. Soros. I don't know if you've ever seen a dictionary in your 87 years, but with open borders, he is able then to move these migrants out of Africa, out of Syria, out of different parts of the Middle East, and bring them into Europe. This is the open and admitted plan of George Soros. Now, Poland is one country that's taken a stand against this, along with Hungary. Hungary has built their border wall. Poland just set up, they had a day of prayer, which the BBC called controversial, where they actually set up a human border chain around the entire country, praying for their country, praying for peace, as they stood with their borders, a massive show of support in their country. And Poland is actually going and sending volunteers. Now, this is not official Polish troops, but Poland has volunteer troops that are going down into Raqqa, that are fighting alongside the Syrian Defense Forces, fighting alongside the Kurds. They are fighting to liberate Raqqa. There's so much that these Polish groups are doing down there. So Poland is standing strong at home, And abroad, there are volunteers of Poland going into Syria. Now, there are many American volunteers as well, actually, that have gone into Syria on their own dime. People who are veterans, people who are in special forces that have decided to take up arms of their own outside of U.S. military, outside of official or even special forces deployments to go to Syria because they believe it's the right thing to do, because they want to end the threat of what's going on in Syria, to actually end this crisis before it gets worse, before these million migrants a year are able to come. So you see, the Syrian conflict goes hand in hand with the migrant crisis. If there's no war in Syria, if ISIS isn't fighting to take over Syria, and we've seen the massive reductions in land that they have suffered since Donald Trump's election, since he loosened the rules of engagement at the DOD, since he's been able to allow the military to actually fight ISIS, we've seen this very much in Iraq. We're now seeing a ton of it going on in Syria, in the capital. So Raqqa was essentially the de facto capital of ISIS in Syria. It's basically their de facto capital writ large. I haven't had much intel from the ground just yet as to where they've relocated to, because the fall of Raqqa, or I should say the liberation of Raqqa in this case, only just took place this week. ISIS forces have now been able to move on, but they are rapidly shrinking. They are being pushed back on from both ends, the east and the west, from Syria and Iraq. They are being pushed basically into that really undeveloped, deserted area at the deserted border area between Iraq and Syria. These major military operations, they've been declared over just 2 days ago. So many flags going up over the liberated city of Raqqa. And it was, make no mistake, the mainstream media is going to try to pin all this on Trump. They say that, well, they had to use the military to get ISIS out of there. And these military forces, they had to conduct so much damage and destruction to the city to get ISIS out of there. Well, yeah, that's unfortunately how you have to liberate a city. That is why the mainstream media is against Trump there, because Trump is actually able and willing to go in and defeat our enemies, to make good on his promise to bomb the hell out of ISIS, quote, end quote, and actually go take the fight to them instead of them taking the fight to us. And thank God there haven't been any wide-scale ISIS attacks in the United States since Trump's inauguration. Thank God, at least proven, right? Any wide-scale ISIS attacks in the United States since Trump's inauguration. And I pray to God that it stays the same. I pray that it stays the same forever here in the United States, that we fight our enemies. I'm getting married in 16 days here, and I'm going to be raising my family. I know Alex has his family, and so many of you out in our listening audience have families as well. We want safety for our families, for our wives, our children. We want safety for our people. We want safety for our future. That is what we want here in America. And that is why Donald Trump was elected president. And it was not part of some Kremlin scheme. It was not part of some anyone scheme, because Donald Trump's election was the exact opposite of what so many in the establishment wanted. Thanks so much for paying attention. Thanks so much for tuning in. Stick around for War Room. Jack Posobiec here, Washington, D.C. Find me on Twitter, twitter.com/Jack Posobiec. Can't wait to see all of you guys soon. Can't wait to be back on Monday. I'll catch you around wedding in 16 days. Yikes. Wow. Stick around. Owen Schroyer coming up.